live from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Uh, 818-955-2955 is the number.
And I'll go out and say I don't like Cadbury eggs, Frank. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, I never really did either. I don't think anybody does.
I don't get it.
I really don't think anybody does.
Not a fan.
You get them because you think you have to because of the stupid clucking rabbit.
Yeah. Not a fan.
Let's see. What to do.
You don't need a
Hello, Carrie.
Hello.
What are you calling about?
Florida.
Oh, Florida or anywhere else. Here we go. Where's my Florida? There it is.
Or anywhere else.
It's pretty easy. All you have to do is tell me if you think this headline originated in the state of Florida or anywhere else, and Carrie's on the phone to play, and Heidi's there for the assist. Sammy's also sitting in. She's got an opinion about it. I'm sure she does. Here we go. Man arrested on drug charges told police there may be syringes in his booty cleft.
Oh, that's Florida.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Florida, too.
I'll say anywhere else.
It was Florida. Yes, you won. You won, Carrie.
Nice. Where is the booty cleft? Just so I know.
I think it's right there at the top of your, so you can still grab them out. Like it's like butt cleavage, your booty cleft.
I don't think I have much of one. I don't know.
All right, Carrie, you VIP?
I am not.
Oh, you are now. 1 year VIP goes to you, Carrie. Stay on hold. Mitch is going to hook you up in the other room. Sven's on the phone. Hey, Sven. Did Sven love the program yesterday on KLOS 2?
I loved the show yesterday. Sven Johansson loves the show.
Oh.
All right, we're going to play Florida or anywhere else with you. Here we go. The headline is, man arrested after he karate kicked swans. What do you say, Sven?
Anywhere else.
A swan, I'm going to go with Heidi. Anywhere else.
It was Florida.
Damn it.
Sorry, Sven.
Sorry, Sven.
All right, let's see. Denise would be next. Hello, Denise.
Good morning.
Here we go. Man in meth-fueled rage thought bae was having affair, took bedpost to imaginary man in mattress.
Oh, good God.
I think that's anywhere else.
I do, too.
What do you say?
Anywhere else.
Nope, that was Florida. Let's see. Here we go.
Damn it.
Next up is Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, here we go. Florida or anywhere else. Man admitted to hospital after he was bit on tongue by snake.
Florida.
Anywhere else.
I'm going anywhere else.
Nope, that was Florida.
Really?
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Joe.
Good morning.
Here we go. Florida or anywhere else. Man sought sex with dogs in classified ad.
Oh, God.
Florida all the way.
Oh, go Florida. I don't even want to answer.
Go Florida.
Yep.
Yes, it is Florida. Awesome.
Hell yeah.
You got a 1 year VIP at HeidiandFrank.com. Okay, Joe?
Sweet. Thank you.
Stay on hold.
Ew.
Justin's next. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Here you go. Man brought in because he peed in traffic while directing motorists.
That's Florida.
Anywhere else.
I'm going to say anywhere else.
Oh, that was Florida. Here we go. Hello, Christopher.
Yeah.
A man who wrote breathalyzer below here on his underwear, arrested for DUI.
Florida.
Anywhere else.
Nope, that was Florida.
Oh, Heidi's on a
roll. We just learned about booze news.
Yes, we
just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. Let's take one more shot.
Have you seen a trend here?
Yeah.
You have figured out the trend? All right. Hello, Brian.
Yeah.
Here we go. A woman accused of biting deputy after chicken nugget argument.
Florida.
Oh, that's Florida. Hello?
That was Tennessee. Got you. They were all Florida until
April
that was.
Oh, wait.
Is that
wait.
The chicken nugget lady?
Mm-hmm.
How old?
I didn't tell you how old. How old do you think? She was arrested. Let's see. Details here. Her name is Lillian Barnett. Oh, she looks like a Barnett.
Well, was she out looking for her eyebrows? What was happening? Where are we?
Yeah, that's what makes me think she's a little older. Oh, she plucked them all away.
She bats on your side.
Oh, well. Great.
Alleged she
half of her head, though.
She assaulted her girlfriend during an argument that she told detectives that started over chicken nuggets. She did not elaborate. Like, stay out of my nugs. That's what I figured.
I'm going to say she's 43.
43? What do you say, Sammy?
37.
That woman is 23 years old.
Shut up! No!
Yes.
No! 23. I was being nice with 37 because I thought she was way older.
No. And, feel good about yourself today, ladies. That woman's 23.
No!
From Tennessee, God. Eric's home state. See, Eric, what you could have had if you'd have stayed.
That looks about right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I would have said 23 exactly.
I want to hear more.
Want to hear more, Heidi and Frank? They're back.
On 95.5 KLOS.
I don't know if a groundhog poops in cubes. Because that's exactly what wombats do. It's bewildered scientists for years. Like, how do they poop little cubes?
They're so cute.
Well, they figured it out.
Okay.
The furry marsupials are renowned for producing distinctive cuboid poop, which researchers believe then they disperse tactically in order to communicate with one another. I think it might be, this is my area. And if you're going to put a piece of poop out there, you can't have it be round and roll someplace else. It's got to be, you know, I'm building basically a poop border wall.
Yeah, right.
Out of bricks. Is that where Essen bricks came from?
Maybe.
Like, that wombat must be shocked or really upset because he's Essen bricks.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Seems painful, though, doesn't it?
I guess, yeah. They got, like, another muscle in the last 17, they have, like, 30 inches of intestine or something like this. The last 17 inches is, like, an extra muscle in there that goes, press, 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 press.
It's like a Play-Doh fun factory.
Yeah, puts in a little cube and then spits it out. But it's like, yeah, can we do something about these corners?
Yeah. Oh, looks like a charred marshmallow.
Oh, well, I'll never eat those again.
You're welcome.
Looks like my mom's AIDS candies.
Well, I'll never eat those again.
Well, they're diet candies, so I don't imagine you had it on your menu.
You know what?
No, AIDS candies don't exist anymore.
That no, was my, they don't. It was a, they came out of bad timing.
Yeah, it was a diet candy.
And it was like A-Y. No,
they look like that. I mean, those look like little brownies, though.
Yeah.
But, hey, did you figure out if they're related to the groundhog at all?
They're not. They're
related to koalas. Right?
They're marsupials. Yeah.
Oh, right.
So they're related to, let's see.
Like the platypus.
Yes.
The kangaroo.
Possum. The possum. Yes. Yep. All those. The bandicoot.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about the bandicoot.
What's a bandicoot?
It's just a really cute man. I think it's like that one.
Oh, like 5 Seconds of Summer?
A bandicoot.
Oh, or One Direction?
I don't know.
So cute. Is it American?
So now you know. I mean, okay. the little scientist inside you was always wondering why wombats poop brownies in perfect squares. That's why. And that's science!
For territory reasons.
Yeah, okay. Territory reasons. And so they don't roll off. It's like, I put it right here, it's going to stay there.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Evolution.
Here's another awesome story. An Austrian man who fled the Nazis with his family during the Second World War has bequeathed a large part of his fortune to the French village whose residents hid them from persecution for years.
Aw.
Yeah. Eric Schwamm.
Where to? I was curious.
Well, he swam over there and he swam back. No. Eric Schwamm. Is it Schwamm?
Schwamm, probably.
Schwamm?
Yeah.
Eric Schwamm?
It's fine. It's funnier than Schwamm.
He just loves to Schwamm. He died at the age of 90 and wrote the surprise gift into his will for Le Chambon sur Lignon.
Oh, excuse me.
I know.
Pardonnez-moi.
I'm French.
Ah, si, oui, oui.
It's located on a remote mountain plateau in southeast France that... Schwamm and his family arrived there in 1943 and were hidden in a school for the duration of the war.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they remained there until 1950. He ended up marrying a Catholic woman from the region. And about 2,500 Jews were taken in and protected during the war by Le Chambon-Solignon.
Oh.
Whose residents were honored. I'm trying out for the Alex Trebek job.
Oh, okay.
They were honored as righteous among the nations. And over the centuries, the village has taken in a wide range of people fleeing religious or political persecution, from priests driven into hiding during the French Revolution to Spanish Republicans during the Civil War of the 1930s, and more recently, migrants and refugees from the Middle East and Africa. So if you're looking for somebody, they're probably there.
Yeah, you may not want to give away that hot tip.
You might want to look there first.
Huh. Thanks a lot for busting our hideout.
That hide and seek spot. I kind of ruined that.
Yeah.
But that leads me to the question, have you ever had a surprise inheritance? I mean, just, you were nice to somebody and you know, they didn't have anybody else in their life, like an old neighbor that you pulled in his trash cans every Wednesday and then he passed away and all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, lawyer calls you up, you're in the will. 818-955-2955. That's like that old country song.
People are
drunk and crazy or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Billy Currington.
And people are crazy. Just sitting there talking to an old guy at the bar, talking about how much his kids are assholes.
That's right.
It's like the guy ended up dying, leaving old Billy, I think, everything that he had. Is that the story?
Yep.
Yeah.
Minus the a-holes.
Well, yeah.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping night on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Up to us that. So then he goes on to say that
he dies.
Said I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know.
He's funny like that.
We talked an hour or two. Not every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys of blue.
Is it the third verse?
We pondered
life and death. He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good. People are crazy.
818-955-2955. A surprise inheritance.
Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him.
They were wasted at that point.
I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day,
here it is,
I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. I drop by today to just say thanks and pray.
Okay.
Yeah, I left a six pack right there on his grave.
He left a six pack right there on his grave.
God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
It's, you know, it's a good motivator as to why you probably should be nice to everybody. You never know. Like that, not Touched by an Angel, but what was the one with Michael Landon?
Highway to Hell. Hey, Angel. Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven.
Sorry, I was looking at you when I tried to answer.
As the AC/DC shirt
threw you
off. Yeah. Yeah, Highway to Heaven.
Yep.
Michael Landon was an angel just hitchhiking, and you picked him up, and you got like your, you know, dreams or wishes granted or something like that.
Well,
right?
That's with the Joan Osborne song.
Ear, you got your wishes granted.
What if God was one of us? Stranger on a bus.
So, I
be
mean,
nice.
Have you ever had something like this where it's a surprise? What the hell is this?
This is the intro to What If God Was One of Us.
Oh, that's right.
$2.4 million this guy left this village.
Whoa.
It's a lot of money for a village.
For saving his life.
So they're going to put in a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, I heard it was GameStop.
They put it all in GameStop. Yeah. $380. Damn it. All right. Ron got a surprise inheritance. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
Tell us about this surprise inheritance.
I'm Argentine. Born here. I saw this aunt only twice in my lifetime. And then found a mail. The letter came in the mail and said, you received something from your aunt. 500 acres or hectares of land down in Argentina.
Oh, my
damn.
God.
Whoa, that'd be nice.
I have my third cousin working it right now.
What do you guys grow down there?
Alfalfa, wheat, and then some cows. He will clockwise rotate the crops.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, do you ever go down there and just hang out?
I've only been there to the land once to actually fill out the papers and do all the legal stuff. And he just pays the taxes for me. And that's it.
And so basically you're just sitting on it and just collecting the value of 500 hectares. Yeah. Whatever.
Hectares, I think it came out to 800 acres.
Oh, Jesus.
Something like that.
800 acres. Hey, that's what you said you wanted. You want to be able to just go and run for 30 minutes in a straight line.
I mean,
800 acres.
I don't think I need 800.
It's just flat. There's nothing to do there. People say, oh, why don't you build a B&B there? I go, no one's going to go there.
It's legit just farmland.
Right.
It's just farmland.
How much do you think it's worth?
Flat, like Nebraska.
Okay.
I mean, money value, dollar value. What do you think it's worth?
I have no idea because the country is so flip-flopped. It, you know, they tax everything.
Right. Eric, go in there and look on Realtor.com, 800 acres in Argentina.
What's Redfin say about 800 acres
in It's down in La Pampa.
La Pampa.
La Pampa, Argentina.
That's the middle of the country.
Oh, the ugly part.
Yeah.
Well, Ron, and you only met this old woman twice, this old aunt of yours. She never had any kids, and you were just the closest thing she had to a descendant.
She had kids. She didn't like her family because the family never went to go visit her.
Now, how old were you when you met her?
I was 15.
And so you were just a nice, polite kid at 15 who met this old aunt, and you probably gave her the time of day and, you know,
let her kiss up on you.
Yep. Yeah,
way nicer than her own kids to
her. Oh, no. She was like a country gal. You know, we went out hunting. We had to pluck our own chickens and all that. You know,
so she figured you'd love this. You'd love the land.
Yeah. And then the second time I went there was maybe like another 10 years later. Went to go visit her. And, you know, she was still working away on the land. She left everything for the housekeeper or whoever worked on the farm. They kept it. And the whole family got mad.
Wow.
Good for her.
That's a great story, Ron. That's why you got to teach your kids manners and to be nice to their elders. I mean, you were excited about learning how to go hunt and learn how to pluck a chicken and stuff, and her kids were like, this sucks, Mom. I want to go out and, you know, my friends. You gave her you gave her the time of day, and now you got 800 acres in Argentina.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
And you're also a VIP to HeidiandFrank.com. I'm going to give you a one-year VIP in your aunt's name.
Sweet.
What was
her
name?
Alvina.
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 All right. Stay on hold, Ron.
Tia Alvina.
God.
Whoa.
But if you have no interest,
so you gotta be nice to people.
But if you have no interest in like being down there or working it at all, why not just sell it? I guess you feel bad for your aunt, like she wanted you to have
it. And your third cousin works it, so if you sold it, you put him out of work.
Yeah, that's true.
His family's living on the damn thing, paying all the taxes. You just own it. Third cousin dies, they may be looking to sell on it.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Heidi.
Well, I asked. You explained.
No, third cousins is homeless. Family's on the street.
Well, name your third cousin.
You got a boat named Alvina? Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mark.
Tell us about your surprise inheritance.
Well, it's kind of a similar story. I was about nine years old and traveling with a family to Canada. We have a lot of relatives that live in Canada. And we met an uncle who had a 100-acre land that he had no children. And so he was taking me around the farm and showing me all the animals and the cows and chickens and things. And I kind of enjoyed it. And I saw him one other time when I was about maybe 5 or 6 years later. So I was kind of like his favorite nephew. Saw him twice in my life. I get a letter from an attorney in Saskatchewan. And he says he had willed me the mineral rights to this land that has oil or natural gas or... So I had a Canadian company call me once they saw that my name was on the list, and they said, "Hey, we'd like to lease this land from you and start doing some exploration. And if we find oil or natural gas, you'll get like 20% of whatever we find." So they would I'd sign a lease for like $2,000 Canadian a year or something like that, and they never found anything, at least not yet. They haven't done it in a while. But
you paid them $2,000 a year?
No, they would pay me. They leased it from me. They would pay me Canadian
cheap,
dollars.
But,
yeah, for like, oil, you know, you every year for like 3 years, and the next year I'd renegotiate a better deal. And then, well, by the time I converted the money to U.S. funds, it was worth a lot less.
Right.
So I opened up a Canadian bank account when I'd go skiing up in Whistler or something and use the money for, you know, the Canadian monies. But it's been years and no one's contacted me. But,
nothing yet.
They said at some point there's a lot of natural gas deposits and some areas around there have oil.
Just
and
not yours, huh?
So,
that sucks.
But not yet. So, but
you still own it?
Yeah, still have it. Yep, still have it.
Acres.
And 100 acres of just the he donated the land to the church, but I get the mineral rights if they ever find oil or natural gas.
So can the church sell the land from underneath you, but you'll still own the mineral rights?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
You can't sell
everything.
Rights.
Everything down below is yeah. I mean, mineral rights is passed on to you know, it remains in my name, but the land, everything above the land, you know.
But do you think he knew there was nothing in it? I mean, he's like, yeah. I mean, he lived there his whole life, and I'm sure a Canadian company didn't approach him and say, "We're going to search for oil," and he just gave you that, thinking, you know, it'd be good to give you something. But he knew it was worth it.
Because I've only been there once. I don't even know. They could be exploring it right now, and I don't even know.
They could just be pumping. You know.
There's like, tons of oil.
They're all just like, black gold, tits, Canadian tea. High in hog in Montreal. Oh, my God, Mike. Thank you so much for coming to the show, buddy.
You know the town? It was called Regina.
Regina, yes.
Regina, Saskatchewan.
You should like sell the land, open up a liquor store in Regina. Regina Liquors.
I want a t-shirt at least.
You
I
should
can't make
do
the
it.
Journey.
Come on, do it, dude. Mm-hmm. Promise me. Sell the mineral rights, and I'll help you open Regina Liquors.
Regina Liquors. Poker in the rear.
Oh yeah, poker in the rear.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You got it all right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, that's cool.
All right, Mark. What's your uncle's name? I'll give him a shout out.
I don't even remember now.
You're such a dick.
Oh my God.
I know. It's been so long. I think it was Bruce or
Bruce.
Earl. I mean, I think it was Earl.
They're not even close.
Uncle Earl.
Bruce or Earl.
Remember, he was the Bruce of Earl. I mean, a chance.
The Earl of Bruce.
Or the Earl of Bruce. That's how you say it, yeah.
Earl the Bruce. All right, Mark, wow. Thank you so much. I'm going to give you one year VIP right. At HeidiandFrank.com.
Oh, cool, thank you.
All right, stay on hold. Yeah, you never know.
No.
That one moment that you touched somebody in a way that was non-consensual but pleasant,
very meaningful to them,
you know, in the sense that you didn't there's no intention of like getting, you know, like bad intentions of getting money from them.
You're right. You didn't even know.
It was just a non-consensual love.
I think you're not saying that right.
I don't think I'm saying it right either.
I know what you mean.
The shovel just keeps getting in my hands. And it keeps sticking into the dirt, and it keeps throwing dirt over my shoulder.
Oh, look, oil!
This hole seems to be getting bigger. Oh, my God, oil! We struck oil, Grandpa Uncle Bruce Daryl! Damn it. Okay. I probably should leave it on that note.
Yeah.
We'll probably take a break and a little breather.
Yeah.
Okay. We're Heidi and Frank. There's some things that you shouldn't do when you get your vaccine. It says don't take over-the-counter medications like Advil or Tylenol right before you get your shot. Did you know that?
No, but I know that with like a lot of surgeries and stuff, you're not supposed to do that because it thins your blood.
There's a slim chance it could interfere with the immune response doctors want to see.
Mm.
But taking them afterward to help with symptoms is okay.
Like I'm not even allowed to take ibuprofen because it slows bone growth. So if I have pain, which
yes, slower bone growth recently.
Take Tylenol. if I have pain, which thank God I haven't, I'm supposed to take Tylenol because ibuprofen.
But then you drink alcohol. You're not supposed to drink Tylenol with alcohol.
I haven't had to take any Tylenol. Thank God.
Because you don't want to give up the alcohol.
True.
So basically your painkiller is wine.
I haven't had any pain.
It's because you drink so much goddamn wine.
I'm sober
right now. You haven't allowed yourself. That's the whole thing about pain is never allow yourself to feel it. Always stay medicated.
Oh. Well, I'm sober now and I'm not in pain. I mean, I'm not in physical pain. I'm in emotional pain. I'm here with you.
Every time you wake up.
But I can deal with it, I guess.
The alarm clock goes off.
Oh, the pain.
It says don't worry about drinking alcohol, Heidi, so you're safe there.
Okay.
Yes, too much can weaken your immune system in general, but there's no evidence that it affects the vaccine or how well it works. So you don't have to, like, not drink until you get your second one. No, you can drink it. Oh, is that Booze News?
It kind of felt like it.
Booze News. We just learned about Booze News. We just learned about Booze News. Let's take one more shot.
I'm really digging this Mount Gay rum. You know? Don't knock it till you try it.
Get ready to Mount Gay.
Here's something else she says do not do when you get your vaccine. Don't get a tattoo or piercing right after your shot.
Okay. Don't get the tattoo that says I'm vaccinated.
Of a syringe.
Yeah.
Right after, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right after the shot. There's a slight chance it could trigger an immune response on top of the one you're getting from the vaccine.
Well.
I guess your body's trying to kick out.
Yeah.
It's trying to heal and. You know, don't book other vaccines around the same time.
I was supposed to get my smallpox on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And my polio.
My polio is long overdue.
Yeah.
Says they don't have a ton of data on how other vaccines interact. So to be safe, wait 2 weeks before you get a flu shot. If you're going to get a flu shot anyway. Isn't this just the mega flu shot?
Yeah, I mean, not getting both.
If I got the flu right now, who gives a damn, right?
Ooh, I'm the flu.
Oh, I got a championship. My belly hurts. Ooh.
My bones ache.
Mommy, say COVID.
I need soup.
Yeah. Flu shot my ass. let's see. It also says don't push yourself to exercise. We've been getting ready for this shot all year long, right, Heidi?
Yeah, I'm just pre-gaming for my vaccines.
Most people should be fine to work out after their shot, but if you're feeling run down, take a day off.
I mean, Frank, if I wasn't getting the vaccines, I would be thin and covered in tattoos.
Yeah. We're going to need a bigger needle.
Her skin is very thick.
Yeah. How deep we got to get down to the organs?
Yeah.
Or is it supposed to be in the fatty tissue? I think it's... Because why don't they just stick it right
in
their butt cheeks?
Why don't they? Because I see, like, in the arms, but that's, like, muscle.
Everybody's like, oh, it's kind of... My arm kind of hurts. That's about it. But yeah, that's with any shot you get in the arm because it's going right into your shoulder muscle. So it's like, yeah, your arm's always kind of sore.
Why not the butt? That makes more sense.
I guess it's still on a bunch of, you know, random volunteers seeing, you know, zitty hairy butt cheeks. They can't take it. They're not actual medical professionals, right?
I'm going to an actual medical professional for mine. I'm not just going to go and let a technician. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to go to my doctor.
Why? It's just
your doctor's not going to have it.
You got a flu shot in the conference room.
I know, and I did. I'm not nuts about that.
And that needle was shared by
That's
many.
That's what I'm saying. It was just
and it fell on the floor once.
It was this guy.
Cat picked it up, ran outside, and then came back with it.
That guy was a radio doctor.
I know. But you were all doing it, so I was like, I guess it's fine. But I didn't feel
great. Yeah, just
great
like the planet. We're all doing it.
I didn't feel
so
great about
now
it.
Now you don't feel great about it? 96 million people have done it. They didn't go to your doctor. I think with that many ahead of you in line, it's safe.
If they were doing it over at the Walmart parking lot, would you get it?
Yeah, of course. A lot of them are doing it in parking lots. You don't have to get out of your car. It's the line. You pull up, raise your sleeve. I saw a meme. It's like, when you know it's time to go home. There's an old woman. She's holding a baby. A woman holding a baby on her lap. And this old woman was giving her a vaccine shot, and she totally got her in the side of the boob instead of the shoulder. It's like, because she just didn't, it's like, I've been doing this too long. It's time to go home.
Just... Yeah, can't see that well anymore. It's like, it might be time to retire.
Would that be okay, though? I mean, can you get the shot anywhere? It's like, oh, sorry. It'll do. Just put a little Band-Aid on it. Doesn't matter where you get it, right?
Well, it must matter.
And why do you think that? Oh, wise one.
Okay, well, I have breast implants, so now they just shot the vaccine into my saline-filled sac that does go anywhere else
body. I think that thing's a little deeper than, you know, the length of the needle. It's not a very long needle. I think it's supposed to get into the fatty tissue. You got a layer of that. Everybody's got a layer of that on the outside.
Yeah.
I think you can, like, just give it to me here in the stomach. Bah! Give it to me in the neck.
Oh, God.
I mean, but it's still, it's just getting in you. I don't think it matters where they stick you, right?
Well, then I should be able to choose where I want to be stuck. Maybe I don't want to be stuck in the arm. Maybe I want.
Yeah, but then you get those kinky weirdos. It's like you're showing up Pierce College with your tip out.
He said tip.
I don't think that's any better.
And who hasn't showed up at college with a dip out at least once in the corn maze? Whatever.
Just tried to scare the kids. What?
It says, don't forget to hydrate. It can affect how well the vaccine works. So some people develop a fever from the vaccine. Makes you sweat more. So drink lots of water. And don't lose your vaccine card. Staples, Office Depot, and Office Max will laminate it for free right now. So you should also take a photo of it. Just in case you do lose it. So take a photo of it so you have it. And that's what you need to do and not do when you get a vaccine.
Okay.
Hooray!
If you celebrate your birthday today on April 12th, you celebrate with the following famous people. Get on stage, Heidi, with Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco, turning 34.
I got in with the haven't you people ever heard of. Closing a goddamn door, no. Much better to face these kinds of things.
Claire Danes is turning 42. Guy Berryman from Coldplay is turning 43, Sammy.
You're screwed. Oh, yeah, you're screwed and bones.
Skin and bones is your favorite song. Actress Shannon Doherty is turning 50. Nicholas Hexum from 311 is turning 51. Folk pop singer Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls, Heidi, turning 57.
I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains.
A friend of the show, Art Alexakis from Everclear, is turning 59. Country singer Vince Gill is turning 64.
Rest high on that mountain.
Is he still going to kiss Amy Grant anytime he wants?
He does, yeah.
I think so.
Amen.
No, that's...
Randy Travis.
Randy Travis. It's Vince Gill.
How could I get those two confused?
Actor Andy Garcia turns 65. J.D. Nicholas from the Commodores turning 69. No, he's doing it.
That's why Johnny's half naked.
Yeah, Johnny, ow. Close back up.
I like Lady Stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's a brat.
You're built like an outhouse. David Letterman's turning 74 years old. Ed O'Neill turned 75. John Kay from Steppenwolf turned 77.
Born to be
if he's still wild or he's settled down at 77.
He's much closer.
He was born to be wild. So yeah. And the jazz musician Herbie Hancock's turning 81. It's Herbie on the keys. Of all the Herbie Hancock, he didn't play Rocket?
Isn't this Rocket? No, this is...
This is nowhere near Rocket.
No, this is one of his bigger songs. Oh, what's this called?
This is the intro to a show, to like Sex in the City or something.
This is Cantaloupe Island. This is his most streamed song.
Somebody sampled that later, right?
I think so, yeah. I think that's why it's so
that's
popular.
That's what my brain is having a hard time. Play Rocket! That was the song that I danced to at the 7th grade variety show. Back in that breakdancing. You ever heard this song, Sammy?
Never in my life.
Oh, man.
Is this just, this is the whole thing?
No. It's coming in here. Herbie's not in there yet. He's no Herbie yet. Unless he's doing all this on a skateboard.
So there are words to this song.
No.
There's no words. Okay.
Was this in Revenge of the Nerds?
Possibly, yes. Same time.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have seen the girl swoon, Sammy. And that's your birthdays here on April 12th. Thank you, Herbie.
Oh, it's so sad that that's how you know Herbie Hancock. Anyway, Sammy, I'm glad you're here for this part of the news because Disneyland and California Adventure is reopening April 30th. So, Disney has released details on which rides and attractions people are going to be able to enjoy again. Because not all of them will be part of the reopening on April 30th.
Right.
So, I want to see what you are hoping will open April 30th, and I'll tell you, as far as a ride or attraction.
Okay. Space Mountain.
No.
It's there, yes.
It is there. It's indoors.
Space Mountain will be open.
Indiana Jones.
Let's see. Indiana Jones will be there.
Whoa! Okay.
Dumbo.
Dumbo the Flying Elephant will be there, yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
Small World.
Ooh, it's a small world, yeah.
Are they all gonna have masks on?
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion is open.
What? Yeah. Everything's open then. Oh,
really?
Star Wars.
Ooh, let's see.
The new ride.
Star Wars Rise of the Resistance.
Yes.
That one. Yes.
Oh, Mike, so everything's open.
Seems that way.
Wait, I thought there was something that wasn't open. That's why we were guessing.
There's a bunch that aren't open, but...
we're just naming rides now and getting bells.
Let's see. Big Thunder Mountain is going to be open.
Once again, ding, ding, ding.
Mad Tea Party will be open, so if you like the teacups... That seems like a COVID super spreader. I mean, it's going so fast, and you're going, ha! Ah! And then you're leaving your COVID breath there for someone else to go,
oh, yeah. Is that like the scrambler that goes around? So it's like you were in the position over here.
Yeah, exactly.
There, so, yeah.
And now it's just a swirl of COVID breath.
No, but they said you can't scream, right? Wasn't that the big thing? No screaming on roller coasters?
No screaming.
Silence.
You probably got to keep your mask on, which is going to help, I guess. Right? If you're spinning around and you're...
What's that ride over at California Disney? He's got like the suspended swing set that tilts up and you just gotta go around in a circle.
It's the swings.
It's just called the swings.
Is that the one you're, because they do have swings there. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you gotta get in it and they put a little bar down the chain and it raises you off the ground and it kind of spins around. You keep going a little faster and it gets up and tilts a little bit. So you're kind of going at an angle and then it sets you back down. My cousin Hal tried to get on that, but he was too fat. Because you raise the little bar up, just goes up the chain link.
Yeah.
And then you get under it and lower it. It's crossed your waist. And
so you
like,
just had to do the walk of shame.
Because he was like, try to push that bar down. Like, sir, sorry. He probably weighed 400 pounds. I mean, he would have taken us all down.
But that's so sad. He's just like, okay. And then everyone's in their seats and no one's supposed to be walking around and he has to walk away. They're
sorry,
like, one more.
God.
We have one more swing. Is there a solo rider?
Oh, it's tilting. Yeah, but that's from Frank's cousin.
I'll meet you guys at the funnel cake stand.
Is his name really Hal?
Hal, yeah.
Because that is so perfect.
Yeah.
All right, in other news, this is not perfect. A recall has been issued for a foldable infant bath seat sold on Amazon due to a drowning hazard.
We'll tell you the brand after the break.
No, I'll tell you right now. This is important. Kids could die. It's made by Bat Top, B-A-T-T-O-P. They were sold exclusively on Amazon. So if you bought an infant bath seat for about $40 from July through October of last year, it could be one of these. So look it up and return it for a full refund. And supposedly Amazon will be trying to contact all known purchasers directly. But if you bought an infant bath seat last year, just go ahead and look and see if it's made by Bat Top.
I don't see what the problem is.
If it tips over, the kid can't write himself.
But if you bought one last year, your baby would have outgrown it by now, so it either drowned or it didn't, right?
But then you gave it to somebody who's using it now. Oh, I mean, that's true. What happens with baby stuff. You
baby Hal wouldn't even fit in that.
And that's your news.
Is that the news?
Yeah.
All right, keep it right here. We're going to come right back. We're hiding it, Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. 818-955-2955 is the new number. 818-955-2955. Your drunken regrets. Mm. I want you to finish this sentence, you know, with the best story of once I got so drunk that ... So finish that sentence, 818-955-2955. All based on this guy, 30-year-old guy from Staffordshire, England. His name is Thomas Dodd, but that's not quite true anymore because he changed his name. He got so super drunk on Christmas Eve, he decided to legally change his name to Celine Dion. He was watching Celine on TV. Christmas Eve, doing a Christmas special, probably, Celine. He filled out an online application, paid a $120 fee, and went to sleep and forgot all about it. Last week, he found an envelope in his mailbox with papers certifying his name change from Thomas Dodd to Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
You thought about keeping the name just depending on how difficult it makes his life. I mean, doesn't make it any more difficult. Why pay $120 to change it back to Thomas Dodd?
I mean, it's certainly going to be a real conversation starter.
All right, Sammy, you're at the bar. You know, basically the world's opened up again. You're out ready to pick up. Mm-hmm. And you meet a guy at the bar and it's like, so what's your name? He goes, Celine Dion.
Hot guy, perfect type.
No, I would just be like, no, stop. Messing with me. I wouldn't even believe him.
And he pulls out his driver's license and shows you. And it says Celine Dion. And it's his picture and everything.
And then I would say, your parents named you that. Your parents named you Celine Dion.
And he's like, no, it's Christmas Eve. I was watching Celine Dion TV. I was so drunk on Bud Lights, and then I had my name legally changed. You totally banging that guy?
I would. Yeah. But I'd have to hear the whole story. At first, I would be like, no. And then when I heard the whole story, I'd be like, ah, Sammy,
just so you
could
tell your
idiot.
Friends. Okay, like, you know who I slept with last night? Celine Dion.
Now, Sammy, as your friend, I would say, yes, you may sleep with him. That's fine. He's not one you settle down with.
No.
Sammy's learned her lesson about settling down.
Oh, okay. I was making sure.
That's out of the question.
And it's funny. And then it's for the story. And then later I'm going to be like, you're not even going to believe this. I hooked up with this guy last night whose name's Celine Dion.
They're like, I think Sammy needs an intervention. I think you were too drunk. Like, no. All right. Sammy's going to take your calls. So 818-955-2955. So we'll wait for your drunken regrets. Once I got so drunk that ... In the meantime, I'll always be amazed at how resourceful teenagers can be when they're motivated. There's a warning going out to stores right now that kids are wearing masks and dressing up to look older so they can buy alcohol.
Yeah,
I'm wearing my mask, put on an old lady wig or something.
Yeah. They can't ask you to take your mask off. Yeah, you just
walk a little crooked.
Go in there and get yourself some beers.
Get up there with your Mad Dog 2020.
Wow.
All right, speaking of drinking drunk regrets, some calls coming in. Let's see, who's been on hold the longest? Have you already pre-read these, Eric? Who should I go to first?
Well, first of all, Frank.
We just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. Let's take one more shot.
And line number two, I think, is a pretty good start.
All right, line number two. We got Roman. Hey, Roman.
One time I was so drunk that I was in a club and I wanted to sit down because I was so drunk. So I found a trash can to sit down on and I fell inside of it. And I was so drunk that I couldn't get out. So I ended up just passing out in it. And I stayed in there for I don't know how long until my friends found me and were like, hey, it's over. Let's go.
In a bar trash can.
Hey, it's over. Let's go. Is there trash on top of you? So people walked by and had thrown trash on top of you in the trash can?
He's drunk. He doesn't know.
I was kind of wet, but I don't know if that was from people probably just throwing like drinks in there and stuff, but it wasn't like too bad.
All right, Roman, you stay on hold, okay? This is going to be a drunk regrets face-off.
All right.
Stay on hold.
Starting strong.
Starting very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
They were left off with the kids drinking or wearing masks for alcohol. What's next? Oh, the pandemic has led to major drops in the number of people using cocaine, Molly, and LSD, but a big increase in people smoking weed.
Hmm.
All right.
Sitting at home.
That's why my weed company, Urban Blaze, has made those as a mini pre-rolls, so you don't have to pass joints. It's individual joints, so you just pass them out.
COVID-free pot smoking.
All right, Erica, who should I go to next?
Well, I think Austin on line four, his story happened last night.
Ooh, a drunken regret so
freshing.
Soon? All right. Once I got so drunk that ... Hello, Austin.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Austin.
Yes. So, yeah, it's my birthday today. Got so hammered last night. I puked in the sink, trying to push it down, left it running. Went to bed, completely forgot about it. This morning, about 8 o'clock, I get a knock on my door. It's the neighbors downstairs. I got 3 inches of water all over the floor, every bedroom, every room in my apartment. I got the water guys, the extractor, water damage restoration guys right now working on it, trying to fix this.
Oh, my God.
It's, oh, my gosh. Pounding headache. I feel like an ass, you know, so.
Happy birthday anyway.
So your vomit was so thick and chunky that it basically clogged the sink and it overflowed.
Food. Yeah. I was trying to make it to the toilet, only made it to you know, projectile on my sink. I left it running, trying to push it.
Something
else, you know, squirrel over here caught my attention. I don't know what happened. You know, this was about, you know, 12:30. So
and then you
12:30
passed out. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. 12:30 last night, 8 o'clock this morning, until I got that knock on the door. And yeah.
And now people are going to have to move because of you.
You've ruined wood floors.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking at. I mean, I was throwing everything at it, towels, and oh, my gosh. I just could not think what to do.
You have 3 inches of water on your floor. You throw a towel on it, it floats.
I know, but you're just like,
just down the hallway.
Yeah.
What was the drink of choice last night?
Just Jack and Coke. Just Jack and Coke. And I'm a light drinker, so I really don't drink. I'm a first responder, really never drink. It was kind of just on my own last night watching TV, pulled out the Jack and Coke. It's my birthday today. I'm like, hey, I'm not working for the next 4 days. I'm like, okay, you know, four drinks in, you know, I'm puking my gut, you know, and it's like, oh, my God. It's like, you know, 38 years old. I'm like, I'm too old for this.
You're making them strong.
Oh, Austin, you are a first responder, and it's a great story. I'm going to go ahead and give you advice, too. I mean, everyone's still in the running, but I'm going to go ahead and give you a one-year VIP at HeidiandFrank.com, Austin, okay?
Oh, it's okay. Just pass it on to the next bit. I really appreciate it. Heidi, if you have time today to sing happy birthday to me, but do it in your Hulk Hogan voice for me, will you?
All right.
Oh, what's his name again?
Austin.
Austin.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, brother. Happy birthday, dear Austin. Happy birthday to you and many more, brother.
And many more, brother. Love you, Heidi.
Love you too. Austin, thanks for doing what you do. I appreciate you. Mm. Damn, that is embarrassing. As a first responder, and wait till his workers. Oh, God.
Let's see. What else we got, Eric?
Number five is pretty great.
Drunken regrets. I once got so drunk. ... Hello, Shannon.
Hi, Heidi and Frank. Good morning.
Morning.
What's your story?
I once got so drunk, I drove my car intentionally off a 300-foot cliff.
Shannon?
Intentionally?
Yeah, and I was struggling with depression really bad, and I got so drunk. It's a miracle I'm alive. This happened almost 3 years ago exactly, and I fractured my lumbar spine. I broke ribs. I broke my nose. I mean, there's so many injuries that were just it was insane. And it's an absolute miracle that I'm here today. And I'm doing great. I'm so much happier now. And
well, yeah, I mean, yeah. You found a new love for life, and you were not depressed after you woke up at the bottom of this cliff in a puddle of bone and blood.
God.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. It took him like 3 hours to get me out of the cliff. It was like, oh boy.
How did somebody even find you, like, that you were down?
I went off the cliff, and I went over somebody's back patio, completely launched over. And it happened at nighttime. It was dark, around like 9:30 at night. And they saw my headlights. Otherwise, I would have never been found. So he called the cops, and they found me. It was really bad. It was really bad, guys.
Do you remember what was going on in your life that was so devastating? What was going on?
Divorced after being together for 18 years. My father died, and I lost my job of 20 years just because it was purchased by another company. So
downsizing,
all that happened in the same.
Wow.
It was bad.
I mean,
so I'm like, I've had.
You know us, Shannon.
Oh my gosh! But I met you, Frank. I met you at my work like a couple months ago.
Where do you work?
Bristol Farms.
This is Shannon, and she works at the Bristol. She works at the Bristol Farms that Julia Roberts goes to.
That's
right?
The one I go to.
Yeah, that's where I met you a couple months ago, and it was like the highlight of my life.
Well, I remember you, Shannon. We met in the produce section, right?
Yeah, yes.
Well, very nice to meet you. I'm so glad that you're okay.
Yeah.
And you're much better now.
Nobody knows this, but now they do.
Anybody going through anything similar, obviously Shannon is a testament to it does get better.
Tomorrow's
don't do
another
something
day.
Extreme like that.
Don't give
yep.
up.
Yeah, don't give yep. up.
Life is great.
Thank you so much, Shannon. You stay,
wow.
You
stay.
And I'm a VIP, just so you know. I pay for it every month. You guys are like my world. I love you guys
so much. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you. You're the best, Shannon. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it had to be bad. She said the highlight of her life was meeting
you. Can you believe
that? That's how bad her life is. The highlight of her whole life.
Well, and she's met Julia Roberts. She told me. She goes, Julia's really nice. She comes into the Bristol Farms and I work. And I'm like, what?
I can't believe Julia Roberts goes to my Bristol Farms.
I'm moving.
Of
That's
all
it.
The craziest things in that story.
Damn it.
Well, maybe someday, Heidi, you'll get to that level.
I'm hoping.
You'll have the same grocery store as me.
I keep showing up, but I'm here. I'm at the Vons in North Hollywood.
Nobody's life is so bad that the highlight of it is meeting Heidi.
Not yet. But a girl can dream. I need a real rock bottom situation going on here.
They're looking for a 500-foot cliff right now.
Oh, my God.
All right.
By the way, I said that story was awesome because we used to have a phone system that would put emotions next to the phone call.
Oh, right, right.
So Sammy could select like happy face, frowny face, angry face. That just said, fell off a 300-foot cliff. It didn't say she did it intentionally or she was depressed.
It was a horrible, depressing
trying to
story.
Kill herself.
Shannon, what a call.
If I may, she didn't tell me it was intentional.
Oh.
She was just like, I drove my car off this cliff, and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, perfect. Hang on the line, please. No further questions.
She gets on air and starts telling us how she was depressed and tried to kill herself.
I'm glad she's better.
Well, speaking of driving, a taxi driver in Victoria, British Columbia had a drunk passenger, and they refused to wear a mask in the taxi. So the taxi driver just took him straight to the police station where the guy was arrested and fined for not wearing a mask.
Oh, I love that story, especially after seeing that video that you showed.
I showed you the video of those idiots down at the Westfield Century City Mall.
Unbelievable. This lady, this anti-masker, a hefty gal.
Oh, she's prone to die from this.
She was ram. If you were in the store shopping, just minding your own business, you had a mask on, she's ramming you with her cart.
And trying to kick
chasing
you
away, kicking you, punching you. I'm not a fighter and I don't want problems, but I would have beat the out of that bitch.
Oh, I wish you were there. I wish you were
I would have said, I'm done. Mm. Today's the day that right, mama so erupts.
Let's see. He was so drunk at a rave that he fell into a trash can. That's Roman. We've talked to him.
Oh, that's right.
Tim, yeah. He got so drunk that he threw up on the hot girl he has been trying to get for 3 years.
Oh.
Dave, he threw a Christmas tree across the living room at a Christmas party.
Who hasn't done that?
I haven't done that.
I have not
done
that.
I've been pretty wasted at Christmas parties.
If Frank hasn't.
Oh, I spend 10 minutes with my family at Christmas time. We're all right. Throwing the Christmas tree.
I'll tell you what. How about all three of you win? You're going to all get VIPs.
Those
what are
great.
VIPs to HeidiandFrank.com. Thank you guys so much for playing.
Wow. Those were doozies.
Heidi and Frank show. We're talking about sex. A list of celebrities revealed the craziest places they've had sex. Some examples. J-Lo says she had it on a balcony outside. Maybe a hotel or something. Kim Kardashian, public movie theater. Charlie Sheen, Eiffel Tower elevator. Jenny McCarthy, bottom of the Grand Canyon. Chelsea Handler, outside a cemetery at a funeral. So, where's the craziest place that you had sex? Taking your calls. Let's see who's up. 20 minutes on hold. It's Helena. Hello, Helena.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Good morning. Let me guess.
The craziest place you had sex was Montana.
If that
No, not quite. It was my husband and my honeymoon.
Yep.
We had docked at Jamaica. Actually, funny enough, the boat was on fire. One of the engines had caught fire.
So you're on a cruise. So
we're on a cruise. Uh-huh. And I bought this pretty dress, got on board, and we made our way to the cigar lounge with a bunch of cameras. And typically it was like really full. But no one was in there, and we kind of got a little frisky.
He gave the old Bill Clinton.
On a ship in a cigar lounge. Hmm.
Yeah, 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 it was pretty exciting for us.
And how long ago was that?
I'm sorry?
How long ago was that?
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Okay, so you're still kind of newlyweds.
Sex life still going strong?
Oh, of course it is.
All right. Helena, what do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity so we can really paint this picture?
Well, my husband likes to think that I'm Ronda Rousey.
Oh.
Ronda Rousey.
Maybe on the thicker side, but still a really sexy Ronda Rousey.
Nice.
Love it. Thank you. That's a good one.
Are you a VIP to the Heidi and Frank show?
I am.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. We love you guys. You know, you guys have definitely helped us get through this past year, so thank you so very much.
You guys have helped us too, believe me.
Thank you. Don't stay on hold. I got nothing to give you. I mean, I guess I could have given her a bottle opener or something.
Too late.
Yeah. Let's see. Mike had sex on someone else's yacht.
Oh, excuse me. Wow.
I mean, I guess that's what I would have done. Like I said, if I had sex in your house, that's your land yacht.
Sure.
I'm going to have sex on your boat.
I couldn't because I'd be nauseous. I wouldn't even be on the boat in the first place. But we're going.
If you own something that I can actually get in, I'm having sex in it.
Keep him away. Him away from my Highlander. My Toyota Highlander.
I already did it. I already had sex in a Highlander. It wasn't yours. It was my last Uber driver.
Oh, all right. Well, I've got the leather seat, so I can at least wipe them off.
Mike, she had cloth. She'd never get that out. Mike, on someone else's yacht. How big was this yacht in feet?
It was huge. It was huge. There was like six rooms, a huge cellar in the middle. But the best part of the story is what I left out.
Okay.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen. The best part of the story is we were drinking in Marina Del Rey, getting a little toasty, having some lunch. Then we go and we look at all these boats and we say, we could probably sneak into one of these boats and get some more alcohol. So we snuck into the boat. We grabbed a bottle of alcohol. And we snuck into the bathroom and got a little whoopee on in the bathroom of the yacht with no one there, never invited onto the yacht at all.
I pictured that story totally differently. Whoa.
So why didn't you just go into the like the master bedroom that's usually down in like the bow area? Why didn't you just go down there? Why didn't you just get in the small bathroom on a yacht?
They were drunk.
You know what? That's a really good question. It wasn't even a full bathroom.
Yeah, they were drunk.
They were drunk.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't care.
Do you remember the name of the book?
Hey, can you guys? I do. I don't know if I want to give it away though.
Oh, come on! I'm sure the owner won't care.
Although I'm sure. No, I can't do it. I would much rather have you guys. I would much rather have you guys follow me on Instagram at MastroTunes.
Oh, okay. We'll follow you.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
Sure.
Let's see. Anybody else been, you've had time to think about it in studio? Craziest place you've had sex? I mean, as far as keeping your own score, have you had sex on a boat? Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
It was a bass boat.
I have a zero so far. A zero. Not a single place that's been mentioned at all have I had sex.
Wait, didn't you
Raise your hand if that surprises you that Eric has a zero going into the craziest places you've had
sex. Come on, somebody raise their hand.
Weren't you with your girl when you were watching another couple have sex on a balcony?
No, and then I was with my roommate.
That was with Brendan.
I guess I thought that was your wife, and then you guys got inspired. No.
No, we just...
They just kissed a little, but whatever. let's see, who's up next? It's Joey. Hey, Joey.
Hey, Frank.
Craziest place you've had sex.
Morning.
All right, I'm going to build up the scene real quick. It was a busy weekend. I think it was a holiday weekend, so it was at a Lowe's. So you know how there's those replica demo tough sheds outside in the parking lot?
Yeah, right. Oh my god.
Yeah, so I was younger, way younger, not even a legal adult yet. Anyways, we were in there, closed the doors. It wasn't a quickie, it was a full on session, completely butt naked, and then mid stroke someone came to kind of look inside. And I just held the doors closed and said, this one's occupied.
This one's occupied. It's like, oh.
He's treating it like a porta potty at Coachella. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, and it was also 89 degrees. So if you picture that in a plastic shed.
Oh, hot naked, in there.
Yeah.
Joey,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'd love to buy
story.
This one. It's perfect for our yard, but it smells like a scrotum.
Well, tough shed. Buying it anyway.
Hey.
Let's see. Who's been on hold the longest? Almost 18 minutes here with David. Hello, David.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Oh, great. Just talking about sex.
Oh, yeah. The 80s was full of it. So was the 70s.
What's the craziest place for you, David?
Well, skydiving. Started off, you know, doing the mile high thing, the typical thing inside. You give your thumbs up to the pilot after everybody's jumped off. He goes into a zero-G nosedive, and you float off the bottom. And when you float off the bottom, you're in midair having sex, just floating.
Like space sex, did that. Almost.
What?
Huh?
Like space sex.
Yeah, but yeah. Then we went for the next thing because it was summer. We were skydiving in the shorts, tank tops, bikinis, the whole nine yards. What we did, since the girl I was having fun with that day had the instructor's license for tandem jumping, I turned around and it's a wild idea. Why don't I strap into the tandem rig facing you? I lift you up. We jump out of the plane backwards. We get into the flat and stable mode. She pulls a parachute right away. We're over 12,000 feet under canopy in a tandem rig. We're facing each other. We have sex in the tandem rig while under the canopy. And then...
Did you just slide?
And here I thought that was poop on my car.
That or a seagull.
I was like, damn seagulls.
It had been a while. It was like a seagull. Did you just take her bikini bottom and slide it to the side?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Now, because, so were you were facing her in the tandem rig, but.
Right. But I climbed in backwards.
All right. So, and you start having sex after the parachute was open, or you start during free fall? Because I was like wondering if
No. We had to get flat and stable and open up because then we would have been under the 12,000 feet, and then it wouldn't have been considered over the mile.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Right. Right. I was just picturing you guys both this in free fall, your back towards the ground, her facing the ground itself. And then
believe
ball bag flying between her legs and flapping, like almost a chute that didn't open. They're like, oh, no, pull your reserve, yeah. Sister Scrotum. Getting stretched
What about the landing?
Yeah.
I had to land backwards.
Oh, yeah. How'd that work out?
Well, he's here to tell about it.
I just kicked my knees in and let her land.
Yeah, you just let her land it for you. You got your legs around her.
Yeah, there we go.
That's awesome. David, I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to give 1 year VIP to HeidiandFrank.com. You stay on hold, okay?
You got it.
Realizing the last, these last calls, well, I just haven't lived.
Eric, you still at zero?
No, now I'm one.
Oh, my God. Sammy, I know, is on the board for Brandon. Brandon's on the freeway while driving. Yes, definitely. Sammy's got points.
Yep.
Full on sex?
Yes, you know this.
Yeah, she was facing the guy. Was in a Jeep.
It was just in a car on the freeway. Yeah, spider style. So he was driving.
Okay. She's small enough to fit.
That's right. Yeah.
He's facing forward. I'm facing backwards.
I would have to do it with a semi truck driver.
He'd be only semi.
How dare you, sir? How dare? That is one of the meanest things you've ever said. I can get somebody full on raging. Johnny, come here. Let me show. Let's show him.
Jared on the teacher's desk with his girlfriend while they were in high school.
Ooh, the hell?
Mario, the treehouse in Disneyland.
Yeah, that's right over by Indiana Jones, if you remember that whole area. It's like kids will climb up and, like, you know, there's like a ladder, and then kind of once you're up inside of it, if there's no one else there, no one's really going to
see
you.
I have a Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a treehouse, though.
Oh, okay. That's what Steven in a hotel room with his mom.
Wait.
In the other bed.
Oh, okay.
There's like two queens, and mom was sleeping, and he was having sex in the other. Not with his mom. Gross.
Well, I don't know how he was trying to win the damn prizes.
It was a bad place to put a pause. And Annie, a sauna and a church parking lot were her crazy places to have sex.
Annie, so, are you on the board yet, Eric?
Nope. Not at all.
Not at all.
Jesus.
Begin the day with the Heidi and Frank Show. Yay! On Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
UFOs. Oh, maybe. American Airlines officials have confirmed a transmission in which a pilot reported seeing a UFO over New Mexico. That's authentic, that the transmission. I guess UFO buffs, I don't know, can listen in on the towers, you know, air traffic control, and hear what's going on. So if a pilot sees something and says, do you have a... And that's exactly what happened here, pilot.
Whoa.
Do you have any targets up here? Meaning, I don't know if targets means... Another plane, like, hey. Something just flew over me, and you guys didn't say a word about it. Like, don't you give me a little heads up or give them a heads up? Say, hey, we're both in the same airspace, and that could have been dangerous. But, I mean, obviously, I'm not a pilot.
No,
way more calm than that.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any targets up there? And he says, we just had something go right over the top of us. I hate to say this, but it looked like a long cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really, really fast.
Whoa.
It was a flight on February 21st from Cincinnati to Phoenix. It says airlines officials have confirmed the recording's authenticity. That the pilot actually, that actually happened. The transmission went. This pilot, I guess, maybe saw something. Who knows? Don't know what it was. Didn't show up on our radar.
It didn't show up.
I mean, they didn't say that.
Yeah.
But they just confirmed the authenticity of the actual transmission.
That's cool.
And then for anybody with any more questions, they say, might want to reach out to the FBI.
Oh, yeah, they're going to just tell us stuff.
And the FBI said, no comment. So, what happened on that flight?
And over New Mexico, where there's a lot of...
Yeah. Well, here you go. You go,
Area 51.
Go camp out in Taos. You're going to see UFOs land all night long. Or fly over. Taos, New Mexico is a place for it.
Good to know.
If you ever want to go.
Yeah.
You'll see one. But in the future, you won't know if it's a UFO or an air taxi, because air taxis are going to happen. Now, I know you think that, you know, a lot of people aren't flying recently, obviously, and a lot of people aren't taking shared, you know, shared ride services because of everything going on right now, but it hasn't stopped the tech from moving forward. Right? Okay, this is all going to be over soon, and, you know, the ride sharing and people flying together in close spaces is going to happen. So air taxis are going to happen. It says that, and the city that it's going to happen in, Archer Aviation just bought a future where you can hail a flight across town. One step closer. Now, the city that they're going to do this in first.
I think.
Guess which one? By 2024, Archer announces yesterday has plans to launch a network of air taxis in this city in 2024.
Chicago.
One of the first cities where this will be possible is Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh, air taxis.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, when you got something, you're
like... start talking to the L.A. Mayor's Office, Department of Transportation, and a public-private partnership called Urban Movement Labs, which will work on integrating air taxis into L.A.'s existing transportation network. It says the partnership is also working on designing vertiports. This is like vertical takeoff and landing. So vertiports,
like a helicopter,
where the taxis would take off and land, though helipads or parking garages could be used for this purpose initially.
Like a parking garage.
So before they
roof.
Build their own vertiports, they're calling them, instead of airports, a vertiport. But yeah, these parking garages out here, if you own a parking garage, make sure the top now is going to be someplace where air taxis are going.
No parking on the top.
No parking on the top floor.
I mean, all those times we were like, you need to get to, you live in Encino and you need to get to Anaheim on a Friday night by 7. It's like, I don't want to go.
How far is Anaheim from Encino miles wise, though?
Maybe 40 something.
Is it 40 miles?
48. Maybe 50.
By the way, the crow flies, because it's what you're doing.
But
you're
that's
crow flying
like
here.
A lot of times.
Or maybe not. I don't know if there's going to be certain routes.
Yeah. I want to do the thing, highway. But I don't. But I'm like, I don't want to go to Anaheim on a Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's a nightmare. I'm going to leave by 3. It's like, but to have this, it's like, oh, I can be there in 40 minutes. Great. Fantastic. Or less, probably, even that.
I know.
So, yeah, that will keep.
Yeah, it's like,
you
know.
Make you do stuff.
I live in Orange County, and I got to be at a basketball game in Calabasas or Thousand Oaks. But, you know, might as well take it, right? I mean, there's that.
Well, yes, I know.
I mean, the cost of that, but that's why the convenience is like, okay, that's why we do it. At some point, you know, Gubby was living that life with this helicopter.
Yeah.
And this is what this is. It's like helicopter, but instead of like having the one big propeller on top of it, it has like three different propellers on each wing. So it's very helicopter-like.
Okay.
There's called them air taxis.
Right.
Yeah, but once you get to the vertiport, then you got to, like, check in, and then they got to scan you. So by the time you go through the vertiport,
we could have already been there.
We could have been in Anaheim already.
Yeah.
But what will the cost be? It's got to be
There's that. We haven't even thought about that.
They're not revealing that right now. Actually, they don't even have the actual taxis called the Maker, and they haven't even made one yet. It's still a prototype, but they're planning on making that in 2023, and in 2024 is when they plan on all this. They'll be in the skies over Los Angeles.
How are they going to do that?
Now they're zero emission, all electric. You won't even hear these things in the sky, and they go 60 miles on a charge.
They got up that.
Nope, 60 miles on charge. You wouldn't go to Anaheim, says 40 miles, and they'll land there and probably charge there. It'll be like charging stations.
Yeah, they
got
to wait to pick me up, take me back home.
Yeah, be charging. It's like, this is ready to go. Hop in. You got 60 miles.
Yeah.
So the range is limited.
But if they're saying it's not for long,
but
it's for across town, right?
Yes, it's for cross paths, taxis. This isn't.
Going to Vegas, baby.
Yeah. It's
not, they don't have the Vegas, but Vegas taxis. Well, that's the next thing, Vegas taxis. Freaking Jetsons, it is.
It's happening. They promised it, and it's happening.
Let's go to Vegas, Elroy. Well, I'd rather take daughter Judy.
Nope. All right, we're going to hit the slots, and then blackjack, and then we'll go. We're going to go to the Olympic Garden after.
I'll miss seeing the strippers on Southwest Airlines, though.
Yeah, on Friday afternoons.
They'll all be taking the air taxis to Vegas. You won't be able to sit there and go, she's a stripper, she's a stripper, she's going to work for the weekend, she's going to work for the weekend. Look at that stripper, she's got to be a stripper.
Yeah.
The fun games we used to play on Southwest.
Sitting over here right at Burbank Airport.
And the but 60-mile range, okay.
That's fine.
150-mile-an-hour.
Whoa.
So how fast could you get to Anaheim? Do the math, Heidi. You said it's 40 miles away.
Oh,
150 miles an hour.
Is this algebra?
No.
This is the train A and train B, and they leave the station at the same time.
I mean, you could put it in an algebraic equation, but I mean.
I think I will. I got to get parentheses.
You don't even know where to start.
Parentheses.
She's doing some parentheses on there around nothing. Oh, come on.
Oh, that's going to be your ex. And then
that looks like boobies.
You do the one. That looks like a butthole. Look at that. So I would think we're going to be there in about 20 minutes.
How do you show us at work? It just ends up looking like someone's butthole. You get an A. Hole.
I really want to know, though. Come on. Somebody do it.
150 miles an hour. And you got to go 40 miles to get to your vertiport.
About 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Damn, Mitch. Okay.
So you're getting on Encino. 15 minutes, you're down there at Cap'n Creams.
Well, yes, I do have to go to work.
I have my Orange County landmarks.
You do. We'll drop you at Fritz's, too. And then just pick
I don't
me
think
up
Cap'n
there.
Creams even around anymore.
Oh, no?
It's a damn long.
Come on, OC, let us know.
But just
know.
Think about that. I mean, Sammy, I mean, she could get on Santa Monica, head down to Disneyland.
Oh God!
She's there. She got a year long pass.
Yeah.
And so she'd be there every single day if it's a 15-minute ride.
She would be. Yeah.
Hell yeah!
This is really going to interrupt my car chases though that you see on TV, because already the helicopters, they can't fly into LAX airspace, so they're always like shooting from really far away. So if there's flying taxis everywhere, I mean, and there's a chase going on, these helicopters, they're not going to be able
You're
to follow
see
it.
See anything?
Or unless there is a chase with one of these helicopters.
Are they going to have to follow the highway as well? It's like, okay, so we know there's nothing in the way.
Yeah.
And at a certain height, like they're not going to be super sky high.
I guess they would have to use
landing at LAX.
They would have to use the
It's like, okay, so you just see them kind of flying over the highway the same way.
I would.
And there's no pilot.
Well, I know, like, back when...
I'll see a pilot in the story anywhere. It's just, if you get in, it's like, where do you want to go? Bip, 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 GPS. Cap'n Creams, type it in. Not familiar with Cap'n Creams, they get closed. Visit.
Finding the nearest strip club. Boopy boop.
Booby boob.
Booby boob.
Booby boob boob. It's somewhere in the areola. Areola. Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what the landing pad shaped like.
No, it's just a landing strip.
Ooh, landing strip club.
Yeah. There it is. The landing strip. That's what they should call it.
That's the thing. You get you got real estate next to a vertiport. Phew, your house just went up big time value-wise. It's access. It's like it was like a business.
Even though you don't probably...
Your mom and pop, it's like not really on the main drag. And it's like, location's everything. And look at this guy over here right off the ramp. And he's just getting all the action. It's like there's a vertiport over here. All of a sudden, your business is like booming.
And it's not necessarily noisy because they're quiet.
Right.
But you just got a lot of people going, let me run into this mom and pop shop here before I get on my...
Easy access to public transportation.
Mm.
So that's something to look forward to coming up in 2024. Flying taxis over Los Angeles. Gonna happen.
Finally.
But hopefully when they do updates on that stuff, like the software updates, I'm sure when they plug them in, it's like, okay, update your software as they get smarter and... Fly better. Roombas recently got a software update, and it caused problems for some models, making them act drunk.
It's a Roomba. Thank you. Thank
you. It's got
you.
A little like cocktail umbrella sticking out of the top of it. A little rumba. That includes things like spinning around randomly, bumping into furniture, and having trouble finding their way home to their docks.
I think Ruben needs to call somebody.
Because mine was acting up. And I was like, really? I was like, what the hell's wrong with it? Get a new one? Did it already break? I mean, this thing's way too expensive.
Maybe it plays along with booze news while you're at work. Yeah. It's like, well,
this thing's way too expensive to be breaking.
Yeah.
You know, for what it does. I mean, it does nothing. It just drives.
Oh, my God. This is real-time video?
That's
oh, I was going to say, Jesus.
God. Yeah, that's it. That person's really fast who's walking around it.
Oh, I didn't see that person.
Yeah, mine's doing the same thing, so I must have the download, too, because this is not paying attention, going wherever it wants to go, running into stuff.
Is it charging a bunch, too?
Yeah, but it couldn't find its way back home. I had to pick it up and take it home, put it on the charger.
That's what I hear. I hear it gets exhausted because it's hammered.
It's like, it's still on, but it's just sitting there. It's like,
and they have to charge like 8 times in 20 minutes to do one room.
And then like, you know, 12:30, it's going to get out the door to go to Taco Bell. I'm like, hey, get back in
No,
here.
We'll Postmates it. We're not leaving.
You're not going anyplace.
Yeah. You're the best. You're the best owner ever. I just love you.
I thought it was going to be, I mean.
Want me to suck your dust?
Yeah. I'll tell you, suck your dust. I've wanted to suck your dust for so long. I'll suck it right up.
I'm going to put your dust bunnies in my mouth.
I want to suck your dust.
I'll put it all over me. Oh.
Don't lie to me. Am I the best room you've ever had? Am I the best room you've ever had?
Yeah, you are. You're the best.
Did I suck your dust better than anybody other ones?
I see you using that Dyson though, some bitch.
That bitch. I have never liked her.
She sucks.
Bagless.
She's cheating on me. I see your Dyson charging in the garage.
No. You guys, we're just friends, whatever.
You guys, I have to take a Bissell.
The dirt devil told me to do it.
Oh, man, drunk vacuum cleaners, that is good stuff.
Oh,
right there.
Man.
I'm not going to lie.
That's good stuff right there. So it may take several weeks, they say, before they can fix the software to sober those Roombas up, so... If it's acting funny, that's why. Welcome back to the Heidi and Frank Show. What you got in the news, Eric?
All right, here's your news. Uber announced that they will dedicate $250 million in stimulus funds to the ride-hailing company's most valuable employees, drivers. Yeah, the ride-hailing company said that drivers who already had high earnings are going to benefit majorly from this multi-million dollar boost, but they're also hoping to entice new drivers with the money. Here's a quote. We want drivers to take advantage of higher earnings now because this is likely a temporary situation. As the recovery continues, we expect more drivers will be hitting the road, which means over time, earnings will come back to pre-COVID levels. So essentially, they're rewarding people who want to drive now instead of a little later when everything levels out.
And they're expecting a surge of ride sharing again. Now that things are opening up and they don't have enough drivers. Because people sometimes, okay, F it.
Well, here's another driving story that we didn't think about when it comes to this pandemic. Rental car prices are skyrocketing because a lot of these rental car companies had to get rid of a lot of their fleets. Nobody was taking rental car companies going to the airport anymore. And now that people are feeling more comfortable going back out and renting cars again, they've got a limited supply of cars, so they just had to up the price on all the ones they do have. So, if you're renting a car, this guy from The Point Guys, it's a travel website, he said, we are certainly seeing in some cases, prices have gone up by 50%, even 100% to 150%. So, that price you used to pay for a car rental is going to be much higher.
You know, certain mega car lots, the shall remain nameless?
Sure.
Like, they get the max of cars on the lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of those cars are past rental cars.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, wow, I can get a Mustang GT for $20,000? Yeah, because 50 people farted it already.
Frank, you went skiing recently, right? A couple of weeks ago?
Yep, went up to Mammoth.
Was it warm?
It was. It was like 55 degrees on the mountain.
Okay, well, they say, unfortunately, ski season is drawing to a close already. Big Bear and Mountain High announced they're going to close for the season, or they actually did yesterday. And Snow Valley is open through this weekend. But Mammoth is expected to stay open till at least Memorial Day. So that's good.
That's 50 days away.
After that, officials will test conditions and make a decision on when to call it a season. But yeah, ski season here in California coming to an end.
Who went skiing this season? Up on the mountain. Just me?
My kid can't handle the snow. My little one. My daughter loves it, but he just gets scared to death.
You took him to the snow and he freaked out?
Yeah, he lost his mind, Frank.
Oh. And I did some rails.
Don't you regret asking questions?
I do.
We could do the
we
rock
could be
report.
Done with the rock
then
report.
We could be right. Done. We could be on our way home right now. Okay. But no, instead you gotta
Eric,
ask
rock
follow-up
on.
Questions.
Go ahead, rock. I'm ready. I'm waiting. Rock on, Eric. Report it.
All right, here's the rock report. Chicago's 1971 live album, Chicago at Carnegie Hall, which is amazing, is doing something new for their 50th anniversary. A lot of people don't realize that these live albums are actually recorded from a bunch of different performances over the course of a week or even a month, and then they combine all the best songs to make one album. In this case, they're releasing a 16-CD box set that's going to include all 8 different performances.
16 CDs? Great!
It'll probably be digital at some point, I don't know. But it's a 16-CD set right now. And yeah, the band was the first rock group to sell out the venue for a full week straight, talking about Carnegie Hall, and they recorded all the performances, then edited down to be that album. But now you're going to get the behind the scenes of all 8 different performances, show posters, and a 28-page photo booklet, Frank.
Is anyone that big of a Chicago fan that this is great news for
Absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Chicago.
And finally, you know who we love is Patrick Warburton. He's a friend of the show.
Yes, he is.
And he's got a big celebrity golf tournament. Well, this year it's going to be virtual. The 11th annual is scheduled for April 20th to 21st. It's going to have performances from Alice Cooper, R.E.M.'s Mike Mills, Kenny Loggins, a lot more. There's also an online auction, and it all goes to St. Jude. Patrick Warburton, what a guy.
That's why he always comes in on the show to promote the golf tournament, right?
Yeah, he's promoted that on here in the past.
So it's thewarburton.krglive.com. Thewarburton.krglive.com.
Well, thank
you.
You can
be a part of that.
God, you cleared that up because it's going to be hard to find otherwise.
Thewarburton.krglive.com.
Easy to find.
Yeah. Come on, Patrick.
Couldn't you just go with Patrick.com?
PatrickW.com.
PatrickGolf.com.
There you go. Call us next time, Patrick. And that's your news.
All right, we're going to take another break and come right back. So keep it here. We are Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Heidi and Frank Show. It's time for 20 and 21. 20 new stories in 21 minutes. 60 seconds on the clock. Allowed for every single story. And when you hear a bell, you must stop presenting the story that you are currently reading and pass to the next person. So you better get the whole story out or you're just going to leave people hanging. It's not what they're here for. 20 and 21. Start us off, Heidi.
I wanted to let you all know that I'm leaving the Heidi and Frank Show.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah! About time!
Yeah,
let's call time out. I want to hear more of this.
I think it's time. Because I'm going to get paid to watch true crime.
Oh. If you got paid to watch true crime, you'd be a billionaire by now. You'd make that list with Kim Kardashian.
Well, you're stuck with me, but if you are a fan of true crime television shows, there's a chance you could get paid for your obsession. Magellan TV is looking for 3 true crime fans to watch the shows on its network for 24 hours and be paid to do it. Amazing. If you fit the description of what the network is looking for, the only thing you must do is binge and then report your experience on social media. Easy. The job pays $100 an hour.
Wow.
And for a total of $2,400, you're going to get Magellan TV for free for a year as well. I mean,
I'm going to have to explore that.
Do they have enough programming? You just have to keep going
around
the same programs.
Yahoo Answers, one of the longest running and most storied web Q&A platforms in the history of the internet, is shutting down on May 4th. That's the day the Yahoo Answers website will start redirecting to the Yahoo homepage.
Never been there.
Yeah, I've never been there either.
It's the most storied website.
I feel like I've probably been there, like looking for an answer for something and just didn't realize I was on Yahoo Answers.
Mm.
But it's not going to be available anymore. And the archives will apparently cease to exist. The platform has been operating since 2005. And in the years since its relevance as a meme, has remained intact while its practicality as a forum has waned.
Waned.
Did you say wanded?
It says it's W-A-N-E-D.
You better ask Yahoo Answers how to say that before the story.
Yeah.
It's waned during the rise of Reddit, Quora, and other competing internet hangouts. Yahoo, which is now a part of Verizon Media Group following the company's sale to the telecom for nearly five...
Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. There is a God.
Thank you.
And there is a God if you love video games and you live in Southern California. This has always been a big deal. E3 has been happening here in L.A. at the Convention Center since 1995, but it got canceled last year because of COVID.
Mm.
So many people who love video games didn't get to get all the newest news and see all the upcoming video games, but it's coming back. It's not going to be in person. It's going to be virtual this year, and it's going to be totally free.
So I can go on a screen and watch people play something on a screen?
Well, oh my God, what day is it?
It's not just people playing video games.
You find all the newest tech, all the newest things happening.
Yeah,
I mean,
everything coming out, latest. It's a convention for video games.
Yeah. Oh.
June 12th through 15th of this year, Nintendo signed up, Microsoft Xbox signed up, Capcom, Ubisoft, so many are already signed up. Not Sony as of right now.
Sega?
Sega won't be there.
Atari? Oh, okay. If you want to take a Norwegian cruise anytime soon, you'll have to get vaccinated first. Yeah, the company is seeking permission from the CDC to resume trips from U.S. ports on July 4th, requiring all passengers and crew members to be vaccinated against COVID-19 at least 2 weeks before the trip. Now, their plans call for 60% capacity to start, then pushing to 100% by September. The CDC has blocked cruise ships from U.S. ports with a no-sail order since March of last year after outbreaks on several ships happened around the world. But I was set to go on a cruise, a princess cruise, and I canceled before they canceled, mm-hmm. before this no-sail order happened, because I had possibly COVID or pneumonia back in January. Remember that? And I was like, I can't go, and I don't know if this thing's going to be over. So I was right. And they didn't refund my money.
It was Crystal Cruises.
Yeah, it was a Crystal. I don't care.
Don't
I hate
throw
them all.
Princess
I hate
the
them all.
Bus.
I hate them all.
Company.
And then they said, okay, we're not going to give you your money back. We'll just give you a voucher for a cruise in the future. So they're going to require me to get a vaccine now so I can get my money? Because they're not going to give my money back.
Oh.
But can a company require you to get a vaccine?
Well, I have a list of the most popular Disney World rides for adults. So someone pulled over 5,000 adults, forget the kids, no one cares.
Okay.
From all 50 states and asked them to name the best ride at Disney World.
Back to the Caribbean.
That is number 3. Any other guesses? I feel like the number one answer is so easy.
It is easy.
Space Mountain is the number one answer. Number 2 is the Haunted Mansion.
Matterhorn.
No.
What?
But I actually don't think that Matterhorn is at Disney World. I know that Indiana Jones isn't at Disney World. They don't have all the same rides. So Space Mountain's number 1, the Haunted Mansion number 2, Pirates of the Caribbean is number 3, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad number 4, Splash Mountain number 5, It's a Small World is number 6.
Oh, come on.
No.
Dumbo the Flying Elephant number 7, Avatar Flight of Passage number 8, Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress is number 9, and Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spins number 10.
I was going to
teacups.
Oh, well. Okay, medical debt is a real issue for a lot of people. I'm dealing with medical costs right now. It's so much fun. You know, you pay $12 for a chapstick.
Why are you getting chapstick? You're in for back surgery.
No, but you're in there.
Trying to look sexy?
No, because you haven't had anything to eat or drink. And so after when you get up, everything's really dry because you're dehydrated. So they'll put like a little chapstick and some crushed ice and stuff on your thing. And you go, oh, that's nice.
So you pick it up and use it. It has one of those laser detectors. It's like a mini bar.
And then you get your bills. And I'm like, what's $12? Chapstick? I could have brought chapstick from home. I thought it was complimentary. Anyway, people deal with a lot of medical debt. And there's a recent study by LendingTree that found if you challenge a medical bill, chances are you'll win. Like if you go, well, I'm not paying it because XYZ, they just end up forgiving it because it's too much of a hassle. 93% of people who've tried to negotiate a bill either had it reduced to a lesser amount or had it dropped altogether.
That's pretty much
93%.
Everyone. 93%. So do it. Challenge that chapstick.
1 in 3 said they asked for specific things to be removed from the bill, and 1 in 4 just asked flat out for their bill to be lowered.
Tell you what, I'll pay for the chapstick. You give me the back surgery.
On the heels of New York State legalizing the sale of marijuana, the city of Buffalo, let's go Buffalo!
That's all they need.
Is now considering using that tax money to help locals maintain a certain level of income. No, no, Buffalo! Mayor Brian Brown was quoted saying that he is considering implementing a universal basic income program that helps residents in low-income zip codes. Quote, we'd be looking at potentially providing some income checks to low-income residents in the city of Buffalo, potentially looking at certain zip codes that we have that have been impacted, Brown said. It's just an idea we're kicking around. We have no permanent determination about that. A universal basic income program is run by a government entity or nonprofit that provides income stipends to people who fall below the medium income level of certain area or zip codes. This is a terrible idea.
I've kind of lost track.
I couldn't follow it.
Story number 8, 20 and 21. Frank, this is terrible news for guys like us, you know, alpha males. And everybody laughed. And everybody laughed.
I just think that's funny. You think Frank's an alpha male.
I know. I'm so beta.
Master.
Well,
I'm a master at beta.
Female sheep prefer to mate with males lower down on the pecking order.
Oh, you.
They're far from attracted to the alpha status of the stronger males, and they even pick a subordinate ram every time.
A subordinate ram? They read a subordinate ram, Sammy? One that wasn't stellar?
Like, yeah, kind of
stellar. Like, okay.
So
it's like third tier ramming.
By the way, when they're mating these sheep, the dominant rams usually run out of sperm. That's how much they mate. But when they are not in competition with one another, the women usually choose the subordinate males every time because dominant rams' greater aggression may be off-putting. And the subordinate rams prefer more gentle love.
I was
going to
say, it would be, they're more gentle lover. Like, yeah. Wow.
Colorado's auctioning rights for 14 different official state license plates with phrases like bong, ganja, hemp, and is it 420? Yes, the revenue from the extremely obvious nods to all things cannabis will go to the Colorado Disability Funding Committee. This is the committee's first ever pot-themed license plate auction, and it will go until April 20th, the unofficial holiday celebrating cannabis use. Previous auctions have included the letter X, which sold for $20,000, $5,280, obviously it's Denver, the elevation, which sold for $6,800, and McLaren, which sold for $6,000. One particularly potent license plate has fetched more than 90 bids as of April 5th. Tegrity. A nod to a cannabis farm featured in the Colorado-based South Park cartoon. On the auction site, bidders are cautioned, don't drive high, please use cannabis responsibly within the limits of all Colorado laws. Now, Colorado legalized recreational marijuana in 2012, and since has been explosion of growth in the business. In 2019, the state's industry made a record $1.75 billion in sales.
Mm. Well, you've probably spent a lot of time inside your house in the past year, more than you ever expected. So what have you done to the place to make yourself happy or at least sane?
It looks like no one else is going to join this call.
Sorry, Sammy. I guess that lady's not interested in what you're saying, but I'm here and I'm listening.
Cool, cool. Well, there was a new survey that asked people what they do to their house to put themselves in a better mood, and I have the top three answers. Has anyone here done anything? I mean, very simple. Simple basic things to make yourself
happy. I changed out my drapes from one color to another and pillows. Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of a big
move. Oh, so you
did
some redecorating it.
No,
it's usually when people hang drapes, it's something that just lasts till they sell the house. And no one really, I'm going to change the drapes.
No, I do for seasons. Like right now I have like a navy blue.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm with navy blue.
Well, that is not, changing drapes is not on the
list.
Damn
it, Sammy.
It's more simple than that. Okay. I think you vacuumed.
Well, keep it clean is the number one answer. So I'll give you that.
In the last year,
number two is make sure it smells good.
Yeah.
And number three is set the temperature so it's comfortable.
So simple. Working out is essential for Chris Hemsworth, otherwise known as Thor, as long as he plans on doing Marvel movies. But Chris thinks it's also holding him back from being taken seriously as an actor because he's just so pretty. He says, quote, bodybuilding is seen as vanity, whereas
If I put on a bunch of unhealthy weight or I got unhealthily skinny for a role, I'd be called a serious actor. But training across 10 years of doing it is a full-time job. That and then a 12-hour shooting day is a real grind.
So he's saying he'd be willing to lose all the muscle mass to do some role like Christian Bale and
The
Mechanic?
No, he's saying he's already doing the role where he has to transform his body, so appreciate him for the actor that he is.
He's like,
But no one comes in and offers him that role where it's like, okay, you're going to be very, very sick in this one, and you're going to have to lose 150 pounds of muscle mass. I mean, after you worked out for 10 years, do you really want to take that role? It's like, no, give me the big guy stuff.
He did say it's incredibly rewarding, and he said, I just look at it like I'm a professional athlete, that I have to keep my body this way.
Doritos Roulette is returning beginning on April 12th. Oh, that's today if you didn't know. Lovers of the previously released chip variety can find them in Walmart stores, of course, nationwide for $3 a bag. What exactly does a bag of Doritos Roulette entail? Well, those of you...
Doesn't it have like one hot one in it? Or a couple hot ones.
Yes, the bag of Doritos is primarily made up of nacho cheese flavor of chips. Then within every handful, you can expect to have a spicy, fiery hot version of the chip, too.
Wait, there is one in every bag? Or you may get a bag that doesn't even have one in it?
No, there's actually a couple of them in the bag. So you're going to reach in, you're going to take a nice little mitt handful of it, pull it out, and one of those chips, odds are, is going to be a spicy one.
Huh, okay.
I encourage you to share the bag and eat just one at a time.
Well, yeah.
I think we did that. Didn't we have a bag like that on the show and see who got the hot Dorito back when they did this?
No, we had the one chip challenge.
That's right.
One chip challenge.
The ghost, ghost chip or whatever it was called.
So you can get those today.
Story number 13, 20 and 21. Frank, you should have put this in Get the Fake Out. Giant batteries, versions of the same technology that powers your smartphone and your car, they're being plugged into our state's electrical grid. This is real. With summer's heat approaching, California's plan to avoid the repeat of last year's blackout hinges on a humble savior, the battery.
Hey, Frank, can you bring the Tacoma over? We got to jump California. If you could, just bring it. We'll get the cables.
Seriously, that's exactly what's happening, Heidi. I've seen the pictures. And California is set to add more battery capacity this year than all of China. It's going to be the biggest test yet of whether batteries are reliable enough to sustain a grid. So, if we succeed, it may have major implications for President Joe Biden.
We could
Biden.
Probably run California off all the batteries in Heidi's nightstand.
Bam, wow, wow, wow. We can leave the lights on all night, baby. We're good. Not a problem.
An eye-rolling blackout.
By August, we're going to have 1,700 megawatts, Marty, of new battery capacity, enough to power 1.3 million homes.
Damn.
Yeah, we put a lot of faith in airplane pilots to keep their hands on the controls and not so much this. A guy named Michael Hack was a pilot for Southwest Airlines. And back in August, he was flying from Philadelphia to Orlando when he pulled out his junk in the cockpit.
Seems redundant.
I know.
Okay.
It'd be funnier if I said in the junk pit. That never made it.
No. You can't say in the junk pit.
We're not sure why he did it or what he did with himself once his stuff was out, but we do know he's now facing charges for committing a lewd act. We also know he doesn't fly for Southwest anymore, and he left his job sometime last year, and Southwest says he quit before they found out about the junk pit exposure incident. They say they're, quote, cooperating with the appropriate outside agencies as they investigate.
But who knew about it?
If nobody knew and I already quit my job, why is Southwest still investigating me? I'm not even an employee anymore.
Right. It happened. I quit.
It's he said or she said against some guy that didn't even work here. So why do we wait? Okay.
I don't know.
Could the latest music trend be coloring books? A publisher called Rock and Roll Coloring just announced its two newest projects, coloring books for Thin Lizzy and Megadeth. Each book is filled with black and white band art, ready to be filled in with your Crayolas. The company has already published coloring books for Motorhead and Judas Priest, and the new books are available for pre-order and will be out April 26th.
How adorable to just watch your kid. I know it's for
We're going to need a bigger black crayon. I mean, really. It's like a lot of black left.
We're going to run that down pretty quick, I think. Yeah, they should put a couple in that pack of 46. I also have a trend, Sammy. I don't know how you feel about this. I don't even think it's possible for me to get involved in this trend. Low-rise jeans.
Used to be a low-rise jean girl.
Oh, I know,
girl.
But my body has changed. It's just my body. I'm built like... I'm curvier now than I was, so I wouldn't be able to wear them, but they're
You just look like me.
Yeah.
Not good.
Like every middle-aged guy in jeans.
Yeah, I'd look like I'm going to work on somebody's plumbing. They're saying,
"Hey, Miss Muffin."
This trend from the early 2000s may be making a comeback.
I like those better than the high-rise jeans, though. As far as being a nice jean on a woman, the low-rise
are
like,
Sammy can wear both because of her body.
I still have all of my low-rise jeans. My True Religions, you better believe I held on to those for when they come back around.
Well, you're smart. They are coming back around. As a matter of fact, if you search the hashtag low-rise jeans, it comes up with the results that have been viewed more than 4 million times on TikTok.
Yeah, they really couldn't do the high-rise jeans with True Religion because there's too many beads on the pockets. All the way up to your back.
Heidi, this story's for you. Google has turned us all into amateur doctors and maybe also professional hypochondriacs, which is why we always thought it was a bad idea for people to diagnose themselves.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not. According to a new survey, a study out of Brigham?
It doesn't matter.
Brigham.
Okay, and Women's Hospital. In Harvard Medical School, it's not such a bad idea for people to Google their own systems because we do a pretty good job on the diagnosis. And that means we usually find out that what we're not dealing with is worst case scenario and that you probably have a cold and not bronchial super cancer. And it also helps us with our anxieties.
No, it doesn't. Most people think they have bronchial super cancer. It's not just the common cold because you're not looking it up on Google Med or whatever the hell it is.
WebMD.
Yeah, if you think you have a cold, you're not looking it up. If you think you have something serious, you try to look some stuff up. And then you convince yourself you have it. Then you go to a doctor and you're like, okay, you got it.
Well, the doctors behind the study did say this won't be true for everyone. And I'm assuming
that's Heidi.
Yeah, but I'm really getting better. I am.
Congratulations, Johnny, by the way, on reading bronchial super cancer.
Yeah.
That's nailed it. You messed up symptoms.
I'll take the bronchial soup if those are my choices.
An engineer has built the world's largest Nintendo Switch and then donated it to the kids at St. Jude. It's 70 inches wide, and it's the correct proportions of an actual Nintendo Switch. It's made out of a TV. Now, I've seen people make these before, but the sides look like joysticks, but they don't work. They're just storage. But this guy's works. He put little tiny controllers behind the big giant joysticks and then used a series of little levers to push real buttons that are hidden behind the joysticks. So when you're using these big giant joysticks, it's actually pushing little tiny joysticks.
Wouldn't it be easier to buy all the kids their own?
No, he's an engineer, Frank. This is what he does. So now they've mounted this thing at St. Jude.
I don't think they have much time to wait in line. To play this thing.
Well, yeah.
Well, you can use regular wireless controllers with it.
Partners
as well.
In hope.
Wow.
Considering how often most of us use the internet, saying the word internet probably just made you subconsciously grab your phone and start streaming music.
I did do that just now.
7% of Americans still don't use the internet. 7% of Americans are what we rely on right here. In their music and their news and everything else from radio.
Is that your dad? Do you think your dad's ever been on the internet?
No, I think he has. Oh, okay. I don't know. I'll have to ask him when I see him.
Yeah.
I think I just saw him.
You saw him just
I saw
recently.
Him. I'll have to ask
Do you
him
also
again,
have Alzheimer's?
I think I have Alzheimer's, too. Yeah. I'll just look that up on WebMD. Well, who are those people, the 7% who don't use the internet? 25% of those people are 65 and over. So they've never been online. Right. They're also more likely to be people who have an annual income under $30,000. They just can't afford having the internet. And who have a high school diploma or less. And who live in rural areas. So you might not even get service.
Right.
I mean, my dad hasn't because there was no service out there for the longest time. So I don't know. I'll have to find out. Or maybe I did.
God, you're such a tease.
The U.S. State Department confirmed that it is weighing the possibility of a boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics set to be held in Beijing, China. They push for a boycott stems from China's alleged human rights abuses.
I guess that means we didn't make it, huh?
Yeah.
Did we run out of time?
The music's timed out perfectly.
You're okay. We never changed it from 20 minutes to 21 minutes.
I should have asked about your dad. That slowed us down.
Well, I didn't mean...
No, it didn't, because that's included in my time. I don't understand how we got off time.
Yeah,
I don't know. But Sammy. I felt bad because I started laughing when I started talking about China's alleged human rights abuses.
That was a little weird.
And its treatment of Uyghurs?
What now?
It's an ethnic minority group that China has moved to re-education camps.
Uyghurs?
Uyghurs? Oh. Is that what it...
I think that's how you say it.
I think that's how you say it,
I had a bunch of those at my school.
Yeah.
The last U.S. Olympics boycott was in 1980 when the games were held in Moscow, which was at the time the capital of the Soviet Union. So it was the U.S. State Department that's considering the boycott.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. No. We're out of time. No. I mean, that was so much fun, but dang, I had to call it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank, dude.
That's right.
Heidi and Frank are back
on 85.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. 59 million people have been vaccinated. At least one shot, anyway. And for people who say they're waiting to see what happens, well, there's not a big news story about people dropping off left and right. Things are starting to open up. Say April 1st, maybe Disneyland. The Disney properties will be opening up with restrictions, of course. Live Nation said, yeah, possibly outdoor concerts and things opening back up, all because of the vaccine. But it says some people who've gotten the vaccine are now dealing with something called vaccine guilt.
Guilt?
That's where they feel bad that they've gotten it before other people who might need it more. Really? We live in a society where people still feel guilty like that? Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, some people, yes. Maybe not a bunch of us. But you would. You'd feel a little guilty if you got it and your elderly father hadn't gotten it yet. But you were like, because you were you and we were in a situation where it's like, oh, we're able to get it. But your dad's like, well, I'm still waiting.
I mean, if I was able to get it, then fine.
But if you're like,
if I was faking it, like those two Florida ladies who faked being old, who dressed up as old ladies.
I haven't heard of this.
What? That was on the news several weeks ago where these ladies, they were going into their second shot and that's when they got busted. So they got through the line somehow, disguised as old women. But I think they were in their early 30s.
Oh, wow.
But they had, they looked like Mama from Mama's Family.
Who were like, very obviously you're in a costume.
Or Vicki Lawrence, still didn't have the wrinkles for the how old she was playing.
Yeah, in her 70s.
So yeah, bad wig, you know, that kind of thing. And they ended up getting busted because they had to show IDs. And so somebody who's actually taking their job seriously and looking at the ID was like, wait, this is like you're 32. What the hell are you? And then they got pulled out of line. I think they ended up getting a ticket or something.
Mm.
If that's how you got your vaccine because you faked it,
then you can feel guilty.
Then yeah, feel guilty. There they are. So look at her with her like old. That's the worst wig I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh God.
But yeah, they got pulled out of line.
Mm. Good.
Yeah, a bar in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, since that's where this took place. These two ladies lied about being old to get the vaccine. That'd be a good topic. 818-955-2955. What's the most elaborate lie you've ever told? Mm. These ladies would call in probably with this one right now. It's like, yeah, except we're old people, just get the vaccine. Or maybe you've been told a lie and someone went to great lengths to make you believe it. Give us a call, 818-955-2955. Call now, 818-955-2955. The most elaborate lies ever told win prizes. So call us, 818-955-2955, and tell us your story. Don't lie. Maybe people lie about their vaccine if it's going to get you dates. You been vaccinated? Yeah.
No, you're going to be like, let me see your card.
Do you have to carry that with you now? Do you think people are like, yeah.
I think so. And there might be a lot of places that you can't get in without it, so you're going to have it with you. Just
but
like,
does it have all the security that like a license, a normal, or just oh, it's
like
a card
that, paper
got,
to me,
that you printed off at home and you just wrote your name on it. All right.
I wrote Moderna next to it.
Get over here and dance with me then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's the most elaborate lie that you've ever told?
Hmm.
Eric looks down right away. You've had so many lies. Can you think of the most elaborate lie you've ever told?
Sure, but when you said it, immediately I thought of the most elaborate lie I've ever been told. Because my best friend in high school was a pathological liar, Tom, and I didn't know
if that
he was
his real name.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Because I found out later that everything he ever told me was an absolute fabrication. I mean, everything. He got a thrill out of it. To the point where I was 17 years old and he was 17 years old and we wanted to go get a hotel room up in Gatlinburg and smoke weed and drink alcohol and just party at a hotel room. But we were 17 years old. We couldn't get a hotel room. So he pretended that we were a gay couple so that we could...
Now who's telling a lie?
No.
Is this the example of the elaborate
But lie? I didn't know that this was going to happen. So he said, let me go in first. I'll talk to them, and then I'll wave you in. And when you come in, you bring the credit card, and we'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. I got it. So then he talks. I see them talking. He waves me in. I come in, and he's put on this totally different voice.
Mm-hmm.
And
an affect, if you
will.
What
it sound like?
He was talking like this.
Oh, like Harvey.
Like Harvey Weinstein. And he didn't talk like this normally. Right. But he said, "This is my lover, Eric, and we are just looking to bed down for the night, honey. And it's gonna go. We're gonna get out of your hair. We're just gonna pay for it with a credit card, and then we're gonna get right back to what we were doing. We're gonna let you, honey, just handle your business, okay? So here's the credit card."
Okay, so I have a question for you first, because when you were 30, you looked 15.
Yeah.
Now you might look 19. So obviously you looked young then.
Oh, I looked a baby.
Okay, so what about him? Could he pull off being maybe 24?
Well, he could pull off 18. And he started rubbing my face and my neck and rubbing my ass. Like,
wait, why did you need a room to begin with?
We wanted to smoke weed and party, and we had a six pack of alcohol. And
okay.
And it was Gatlinburg was close by, and that was the thing the kids in Knoxville did.
Yeah.
Was they would go up to Gatlinburg and party and get hotel rooms.
Oh, okay.
So we wanted to do that. And I didn't know that this lie was coming, so I had to improv and just be like, "Okay, honey, I love you."
Is it where all the gay kids in Knoxville would go to party with each other in Gatlinburg, because they couldn't party in Knoxville because everyone would know they were gay?
I don't know why this was the lie he told, but he was so phenomenal at it that it blew my mind. And it
what
turns
else got
out,
blown that night? Besides just, your mind.
How method is this kid?
Come on, darling. We got to really put it on
so
the show.
So it turns out...
I'm the top, darling. You're the bottom.
Oh, and when I called to get a wake-up call, the lady at the front desk, she goes, "All right, good night, you too." But it turns out the entire time, Tom was 18 years old. He had been held back a year.
Wait, he was 18?
He was 18 this entire time. But he had been held back a year and didn't tell any of the other kids in class that he was one full year older than everybody in school.
Well, that one makes sense, because you'd be embarrassed. What grade was he held back in?
I think fourth grade or something.
See, that's
like that.
A grade. Mm.
No, but he could have gotten the hotel room.
Oh.
In that instance, it would have been a superpower, Frank. It wouldn't have been embarrassing.
All right, he's 18. I don't have to play gay.
He could have been the only kid in our class to be able to get everybody's hotel rooms.
He could have gone in and showed the lady. You stay out here, Eric, so he wouldn't bust his own age lie, and just show her the ID and say, "I'm 18 and I'm using his credit card, but he thinks I'm 17.
Right.
Because we're gay.
But it's illegal what we're doing.
Yeah, I don't understand.
He's underage.
But the entire time, he was a pathological liar. He was 18 the entire time.
Wow.
Darling.
818-955-2955. Eric kicked it off with the most elaborate lie you've ever told, or maybe a lie that was told to you that someone went to great lengths to make you believe. 818-955-2955. I remember in my freshman year of college. See, when you go places that no one knows who you are, like,
it's turned over.
Yeah, your entire history is just, it's a blank slate and people don't know you. I lived in a co-ed dorm, and like, alternating floors, been like, you know, boys, girls. And so we'd be able to all commune with each other at lunch in the cafeteria area. And you could actually get access to all the floors anyway, but as far as like hanging out. And I remember for some reason I had volunteered to go get a haircut, because I didn't want to pay for one. Okay. But I needed a haircut bad. So I go. And it's one of those like conventions for hairstylists, and you were going to be on stage getting a haircut in front of people. Like, mm-hmm. There's like 500 people watching you get your haircut. It was a very uncomfortable situation, because there's no mirror. You have no idea what you even look like. And somebody's on. And this guy, his thing he was doing, he'd like flip your hair in the air and then he'd cut it with a straight razor. And he's like, so you really couldn't even tell what the guy was doing. You had no idea what this looked like, because it was such a non-traditional way of cutting hair. Like, you've gone and they comb it over and then they pull it up and you see them go snip, 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 snip.
Yeah.
So I understand they're shortening and leveling and shortening and leveling and
blending.
This guy was just kick, flip, and slice, flip, and slice, flip, and slice. And I had no idea what I was looking like on this stage. So I get done, and I instantly go, leave the stage, go to the men's room so I can look into a mirror. And it was fantastic. It was like this crazy, crazy, like.
What'd you have?
Had hairspray in it.
Okay.
It looked like I was like a cool, preppy evangelist. You know what I mean? Like I had evangelist hair. I mean, I would never wear this anywhere, you know, because I just couldn't. I couldn't make it look like that on my own. There's no way. So when I went back to my to my dorm, the guys on my floor were like, "Oh my God, look at your hair!" I go, "I know, huh? This is awesome." And there was a guy who was like the rich kid on my floor. I had like all the polo stuff and stuff like that. So he like dresses me up and these and this totally preppy stuff. And I went down to another floor where the girls were who knew me, and I pretended I was my own twin brother who was coming to find me.
Oh,
from out of town. Where I was like,
and oh my God! Yeah,
where I was because
he didn't look the same.
My hair was so fantastic.
Was it puffy?
Yeah, it was puffy. It was, and I had on like this striped polo turtleneck. He prepped me out big time, and I was like looking for my brother Frank. I don't know what floor he's on, but do you know who he is?
Oh my God!
And they believed it. Oh, they believed it.
That is good.
Yeah, because I was just that, you know, that country boy who wore black t-shirts, ball caps, and pretty much
I'm looking at him.
What yeah, I we, am right
we,
now.
We got it, yeah.
But yeah, for that one night, and I think the girls...
You were Steven. I'm Steven.
I think the girls came up to the lobby area, and I'm waiting around for me to get back, but we're sitting there talking to me the whole time. But I was like, yeah, we'll wait with you until Frank gets back. You don't want your beer by yourself.
Wow, this is a real sitcom moment.
It is.
Yeah.
Come and knock on our door.
Yeah. Oh, we're waiting for Frank. What's your name? I'm Steven. Is that way you're telling a little bit of the truth?
And you're not. Steven. I'm identical twin brother. I just can't seem to find him. Where do you go to school? I go to school in Chicago, Northwestern.
Oh, wow. What are you studying?
Pre-med.
And then you can find out which chick has a crush on Frank. She's like, oh, yeah, she totally has hots for your brother.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. Oh, does he know that? Get all the intel as the other brother.
Yeah. Wow. That was my big elaborate lie that I told once. 818-955-2955. 818-955-2955. So we've started it. We've admitted we're a couple liars, me and Eric in here. So think about that and give us a call. Biggest lie. Most elaborate lie you've ever told. 818-955-2955. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, Frank. How's it going?
Tell us the lies you've told.
So my husband was drinking and driving and was on a suspended DUI license when we were driving in North Carolina. And we were also speeding. And so as the cop passed us, he put on his lights. And we knew he was going to pull us over. So I put down my seat, hopped in the back seat. He pulled up into the dunes, and as soon as he stopped, he pushed down his seat, got in my seat. I got in his seat and proceeded to start crying.
Wow.
And got away with it.
Oh, why weren't you just driving anyway?
I don't know. It was the weekend. We were having fun. He wanted a road soda.
Yeah, all the road soda. That's so hard to tear down, isn't it? All right, Rebecca, I'm going to give you a prize since you're one of the...
You know what?
What?
I've already got a VIP. I love you guys.
All right, thank you, Rebecca, for playing then. Thank you so much.
Damn, that's so risky. That would have been even more problems than they were originally in.
Sharon tells lies. Hello, Sharon.
Well, what's up?
Hey, Sharon.
So this was... A few years ago, I used to have a Honda Odyssey van with flame decals on the side.
You're talking Johnny's language now.
And hey, yeah, Johnny, you want it? So I'll give you a good price. Give you a good price. So me and a few friends went out to Coachella, and we didn't have tickets. And we decided, like, why don't we try saying we're in one of the bands? So we went and we pulled up through the artist parking lot, and we said that we were in this band, Little Boots, who was playing, and they were about to go on in about an hour. And so we had this whole story, like, we're like, yeah, like, we're on Little Boots. I play bass. That's the singer. And, you know, we're like in this Honda Odyssey van. Looks like a band, like, we'd be carrying, you know, our gear around in with flames on it and all this random stuff. And we're like, yeah, we really got to go. Like, we do, like, one of us had, one of the girls had an artist band on. So we said that we didn't get our artist bands. Somehow, like, they got lost. She only got hers. And because of our story was, like, really tight, we're really hectic, they let us park in the artist area, and we just walked right in backstage at Coachella.
Damn.
And we got in. We were there all day, just, like, bouncing around behind the stages because they all kind of connect. And because we had one person with an artist band, we would all just, like, pull our sweaters down. And when security, you know, it's, like, dark, and they're just using flashlights. And they would see her artist band, and we would all just, like, pull our arms up in the air like we all had one, just walk really behind the next backstage. And I was, like, back at the trailers. I was hanging out. I was hanging out with Coheed and Cambria. I was, like, at the Phoenix trailer. I was, like, everywhere.
That's great. Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Did you get a bunch of pictures, too, or no?
I did get a bunch of pictures. This is actually my specialty. I've snuck into many, many things. And so this was just one of them.
Awesome.
It's really early, so it's the one thing that came to mind.
Thank you, Sharon, for calling the show and telling us the lies you've told.
You just got to pretend like you're supposed to be. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Just put your arm up.
Act like you own the place.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you got to totally buy into it yourself to make it truly
believed. Can't have any doubt in your own head.
Yeah, you just got to own it and just full commit.
Damn.
If you celebrate your birthday today on April 12th, you celebrate with the following famous people. Get on stage, Heidi, with Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco, turning 34.
I chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of. Closing a goddamn door, no, it's much better to face these kinds of things.
Claire Danes is turning 42. Guy Berryman from Coldplay is turning 43, Sammy. Actress Shannon Doherty is turning 50. Nicholas Hexum from 311 is turning 51. Folk pop singer Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls, Heidi, is turning 57.
I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains.
Friend of the show, Art Alexakis from Everclear, is turning 59.
Father of mine, tell me where did you go? Yeah, you had the world inside your hand, but you did not seem to know.
Country singer Vince Gill is turning 64.
Glory.
Is he still going to kiss Amy Grant anytime he wants?
He does, yeah.
I think so.
Amen.
No, that's
Randy Travis.
Randy Travis. It's Vince Gill.
How could I get those two confused?
Actor Andy Garcia turned 65. J.D. Nicholas from the Commodores turned 69. No, he's the older one. That's the stripper song right there.
That's why Johnny's half naked.
Yeah, Johnny, get your clothes back on.
I like Lady Stack. That's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's a brat.
You're built like an outhouse. David Letterman's turning 74 years old. Ed O'Neill turned 75. John Kay from Steppenwolf turned 77.
Born to be wild. Born to be wild.
I think he's still wild, or he's settled down at 77.
He's much closer.
He was born to be wild, so yeah. And the jazz musician Herbie Hancock's turning 81. It's Herbie on the keys. Of all the Herbie Hancock, he didn't play Rocket?
Isn't this Rocket? No, this
is nowhere near Rocket.
No, this is one of his bigger songs. Oh, what's this called?
This is the intro to a show, to like Sex in the City or something.
Oh, This is Cantaloupe Island. This is his most streamed song.
Somebody sampled that later, right?
I think so, yeah. I think that's why it's so
popular.
That's
when my brain is having a hard time. Play Rocket! That was the song that I danced to at the 7th grade variety show. Back in us breakdancing. You ever heard this song, Sammy?
Never in my life.
Oh, man.
Is this just, this is the whole thing?
No. It's coming in here. Herbie's not in there yet. He's no Herbie yet. Unless he's doing all this on his keyboard.
So there are words to this song?
No.
There's no words, okay.
Was this in Revenge of the Nerds?
Possibly, yes. Same time.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, when you danced to this at the variety show, was it like break dancing?
Yes, it
like
was
you brought
dancing.
A piece of cardboard out with
yes.
you? You did?
There's cardboard, you set it up, or all in our like a high school class or just class junior high. And the teacher had to leave the room for some reason, and somebody, Scott, pulled out his jam box, put it on the teacher's desk, and hit play, but it was actually going through the entire auditorium. And somebody else pulled out their cardboard, and we all got up and started dancing. And then you point at somebody, and they have to get in the middle and dance. Oh, it was so great. Oh, you should have seen the girls swoon, Sammy. And that's your birthdays here on April 12th. Thank you, Herbie.
Oh, it's so sad that that's how you know Herbie Hancock.
What? As a young boy in the 7th grade, to get introduced to Herbie Hancock is pretty amazing. Here's another one.
Yeah, this is Herbie Hancock. This is what he did, Sammy.
They're two very different types of songs.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
We tried breakdancing to that, but it didn't work out.
So, is he considered a composer?
He's a jazz musician.
Okay.
I don't know what Rocket was in his career. I don't know if he looks...
Sign of the times.
Yeah. Trying to evolve. And people probably... I don't know how they reacted to that. Probably not well.
No, they loved it. Everybody loved Rocket. I think it won an award that year at the Grammys.
Really? I don't think his jazz fans, though, probably stuck by him in that era. Anyway, Sammy, I'm glad you're here for this part of the news because Disneyland and California Adventure is reopening April 30th. So, Disney has released details on which rides and attractions people are going to be able to enjoy again. Because not all of them will be part of the reopening on April 30th.
Right.
So I want to see what you are hoping will open April 30th, and I'll tell you, as far as a ride or attraction.
Okay. Space Mountain.
No. It's there, yes.
It is there. It's indoors.
Space Mountain will be open.
Indiana Jones.
Let's see. Indiana Jones will be there.
Whoa. Okay.
Dumbo.
Dumbo the Flying Elephant will be there, yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
Small World.
Ooh, it's a small world, yeah.
Are they all going to have masks on?
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion is open.
What? Yeah. Everything's open then. Oh,
really?
Star Wars.
Ooh, let's see.
The new ride.
Star Wars Rise of the Resistance.
Yes.
That one. Yes.
Oh, Mike, so everything's open.
Seems that way.
Wait, I thought there was something that wasn't open. That's why we were guessing.
There's a bunch that aren't open, but...
we're just naming rides now and getting bells
Let's see,
afterwards.
Big Thunder Mountain is going to be open.
Once again, ding, ding, ding.
Mad Tea Party will be open, so if you like the teacups. That seems like a COVID super spreader. I mean, it's going so fast, and you're going, ha! Ah! And then you're leaving your COVID breath there for someone else to go,
oh, yeah, is that like the scrambler that goes around? So it's like you were in the position over here.
Yeah, exactly.
There, so, yeah.
And now it's just a swirl of COVID breath.
No, but they said you can't scream, right? Wasn't that the big thing? No screaming on roller coasters?
No screaming.
Silence.
You probably got to keep your mask on, which is going to help, I guess, right? If you're spinning around and you're...
What's that ride over at California Disney? It's got like the suspended swing set. It tilts up, and you just got to go around in a circle.
It's the swings.
It's just called the swings.
Is that the one you're... Because they do have swings there. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you got to get in it, and they put a little bar down the chain, and it raises you off the ground, and it kind of spins around. You keep going a little faster, and it gets up and tilts a little bit, so you're kind of going at an angle, and then it sets you back down. My cousin Hal tried to get on that, but he was too fat. Because you gotta, you raise a little bar up, just goes up the chain link. Yeah. And then you get under it and you lower it. It's crossed your waist. And they're
so you
like,
just had to do the walk of shame.
That's what he was like, try to push that bar down. Like, sir, sorry. He probably weighed 400 pounds. I mean, he would have taken us all down.
But that's so sad. He's just like, okay. And then everyone's in their seats and no one's supposed to be walking around and he has to walk away. They're sorry, like, one more. We have one more swing. Is there a solo rider?
Oh, it's tilting. Yeah, but that's from Frank's cousin.
I'll meet you guys at the funnel cake stand.
Is his name really Hal?
Hal, yeah.
Because that is so perfect.
Yeah.
All right, in other news, this is not perfect. A recall has been issued for a foldable infant bath seat sold on Amazon due to a drowning hazard.
We'll tell you the brand after the break.
No, I'll tell you right now. This is important. Kids could die. It's made by Bat Top, B-A-T-T-O-P. They were sold exclusively on Amazon. So if you bought an infant bath seat for about $40 from July through October of last year, it could be one of these. So look it up and return it for a full refund. And supposedly Amazon will be trying to contact all known purchasers directly. But if you bought an infant bath seat last year, just go ahead and look and see if it's made by Bat Top.
I don't see what the problem is.
If it tips over, the kid can't write himself up.
But if you bought one last year, your baby would have outgrown it by now, so it either drowned or it didn't, right?
But then you gave it to somebody who's using it now. Oh, I mean, that's what happens with baby stuff. You
baby Hal wouldn't even fit in that.
And that's your news.
Is that the news?
Yep.
All right, keep it right here. We're going to come right back. We're hiding it, Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. Heidi and Frank Show, before we get to Christian here real quick, got to answer this call. Tina, what are you calling about? You're into Christian's time. You know how he gets.
Let's go, Tina.
Chop, chop, Tina. What are you calling about?
All right. I heard the...
Yes, you're caller 25, Tina. You got a trip to Vegas. You got $100 at Sahara Las Vegas. Book it. SaharaLasVegas.com today. Thank you so much, Dan. Hold, Tina. We'll get all your information. Christian Hand's here. Hey, Christian.
I think that might be the world's record for the fastest prize ever.
You won.
Awarded.
Congrats. Okay, Christian.
She won't be calling any radio show saying how cool I was to her on the radio. But that's because of you, my friend.
Well, congratulations on her Sahara Taurus Rex Wix win, whatever that is. All right, so we did so well last week. I thought I'd go with a deep cut today, see if you recognize this one.
1, 2, 3, 4. Goodbye, Norma Jean. No, I never knew you at all. You had the grace.
All right, what is it?
I'm going to go with Elton John.
Candle in the Wind.
No, it's Rush, Tom Sawyer. I can't believe how terrible you guys are at this game. It's awful.
Worse than this.
It's
we are not good at all. Like, what the hell? You think we'd get better than all the years he's come in, but
it's really poor, to be honest with you. Of course, Elton John's 1974 worldwide smash from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Candle in the Wind, produced by the great Gus Dudgeon. The song is a threnody, which is a song of mourning for Marilyn Monroe, who had passed away 11 years prior. It's also, Candle in the Wind was inspired, the words were inspired by Elton hearing, or Bruce, I'm sorry, it was either Elton or Bernie hearing Janis Joplin described as a candle in the wind, and that's how he came up with it. So on drums, you've got the great Nigel Olsen, good old Nigel. There's some fantastic English names in this band. And the chorus, just ballad drums, man, ballad drums. Tight. Little ghost notes.
It's got a little tone look in there.
Funky. Is it tougher to play drums like this?
Or yes.
Okay, that's right.
It's really hard. Especially, you know, like, because you're also, you got to, and if you listen, he's also doing. That little extra snare hit. It's right in the pocket the whole time. groove. I mean, right there, there's so much going on that you savages have no clue about. It's really sad. You couldn't even recognize the song. Pearls before the swine on this.
I know. I thought it was Funky Home Medina. I'm an idiot.
Oh, no, I was showing up. They don't even validate parking at this point. So that is, of course, the great Nigel Olsen. If you want to hear, like, Saturday, when you can go from this, the way this man plays, he's one of the longest-running members of the band. I think he just had sort of, like, moved out from playing due to the fact that these guys are all, you know, they're now getting into their late 70s, probably. 70s, at least. On bass, the brilliantly named D. Murray. Gorgeous playing. With the drums. Here we go, on the chorus. Bring it, D. All melody. With the drums. These guys have been playing together forever. They are telepathic. Groove. Chorus two, we get a little bit busier. Beautiful. Yes, Frank, you're absolutely correct. It's very reminiscent of James Jameson's playing, heavily influenced by Paul McCartney. I can't believe how good you are in this segment after a couple of years.
Turns out we're telepathic as well.
This is weird that this is happening.
Next time you decide to do that, could you wear your pants, please? On guitar, the man who created the Saturday riff, Davy Johnston, another amazing English guitar playing name, and also he was a folk musician originally, transitions to electric guitar and just crushes this song. And then that all this is going on behind. We'll just go into verse three so we can hear a little busier. Oh. All right, so he's not finished. He was like, that's good. All right, what else have you got? Well, turns out this is the real secret that's hidden in this song. And what I'm going to do at the end is I'm actually going to... We're going to end a little bit early so we can hear a version that I sort of discovered that's hidden inside the song. We're going to play it all the way through at the end, and it's going to, I promise, blow your minds. You'll never hear this song the same again.
Ooh, I love it.
And may I suggest something quickly?
Please.
Is that at 9 a.m. on Mondays, if you're not listening to the Heidi and Frank show with headphones, it's time to put the headphones on. Whether you're watching a session 100%. On Instagram, you have to. I tried to listen to you break down Marvin Gaye on my iPhone. It wasn't quite the same.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to hear the panning of that guitar right. back and forth and just, I mean, that even the...
Yeah, realize that it's two performances. Yeah,
two
and you
performances
hear bouncing.
Going on. And I know a lot of people aren't even hearing that right now. So it's like 9 a.m. is when it's an appointment to put your headphones on for this segment because it changes everything.
Agreed. Well, you're about to take your pants off again because this track is where it gets. Listen to this acoustic.
Oh, wait, don't tell him to do that. He did it. He's taking. Oh, Jesus.
It's just how Elton would have liked it. Listen to this acoustic track. Listen to this, people. Listen to how perfectly this guitar has been recorded. All right, we're going to hear all of the acoustic at the end so we can skip the rest of it because you're going to hear how incredible it is as we move on. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Elton John actually pretty good on the old Joanna, as we would say in England. It's Cockney rhyming slang for piano. And here he is. Oh, by the way, you should also know, they wrote all of the music for all of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. He wrote it all in 3 days in Jamaica. Not for the song, for the whole record, start to finish, in 3 days in Jamaica. You barely made second chair playing clarinet.
Yeah.
If you remember.
All of seventh grade.
Here he comes. Amazing. I'm going to skip to verse 3 because this is when he really starts to...
Pound.
Yep. Listen to this. Genius. genius. With the acoustic. What it must have been like to watch this song come together the first time, the moments before this existed for the rest of us must have been, they were probably just having breakfast and hanging out. All right, so yeah. On vocals, Elton Hercules John. We're going to listen to this all the way through, and then we're going to drop in on the backgrounds, and then we're going to play the version. But this is Elton John, Candle in the Wind. Prepare yourselves.
Goodbye, Norma Jean, though I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself while those around you crawled. They crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did. Loneliness was tough, the toughest role you ever played. Hollywood created a superstar, and pain was the price you paid. And even when you died, oh, the press still hounded you. All the papers had to say was that Marilyn was found in the nude. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did. Goodbye, Norma Jean, though I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself while those around you crawled. Goodbye, Norma Jean, from a young man in the 22nd row who sees you as something more than sexual, more than just our Marilyn Monroe. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did.
Yeah, so that's not ridiculous. Listen to these backgrounds.
Oh,
this is the dudes from his band. This is Dee Murray, David Johnston, and Nigel Olsen doing this stuff. What is going on?
Ah, when the rain set in.
Okay. So now indulge me in this, because this version, I end so many of my Instagram sessions are now ended with this, because you've never heard this song like this. And by all accounts, they put out a version on a reissue where they did this. But I think this version's better because it has no effects on it. So it's almost like they're in the room with you. We're just going to let this go all the way through because it really is an unbelievable way to hear this song. Ready?
Goodbye, Norma Jean. Though I never knew you at all, you had the grace to hold yourself while those around you crawl. They crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did. Loneliness was tough, the toughest role you ever played. Hollywood created a superstar, and pain was the price you paid. Even when you died, oh, the press still hounded you. All the papers had to say was that Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did. Goodbye, Norma Jean. Though I never knew you at all, you had the grace to hold yourself while those around you crawled. Goodbye, Norma Jean. From a young man in the 22nd row who sees you as something more than sexual, more than just our Marilyn Monroe. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did. Your candle burned out long before the legend ever did.
It's taking all I have to not cry right now, because it's a real struggle. I mean, that is amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Can I get that? Like, can I have
no,
that? Can
it I? Doesn't, get I don't think it exists anywhere.
I
like, because I do this thing on Instagram where I like put the song together slowly, and I couldn't add the other bits. I just kept sitting there being like, "There's no way that this is this beautiful," and it just it completely changes the way you hear that song forever. Like how.
I mean, there's many people re-releasing stuff they did in the past. That should be re-released.
That should be re-released.
That
just as that. Like, don't put reverbs on it. Don't put delays on it. Just let it sit as it is.
Raw.
Because it is Nigel Olsen, Dee Murray, Davy Johnston, Elton John, Gus Dudgeon, and just the Bernie Taupin at 11. That is unbelievable, man. Thank you so much for letting me play
that. Oh, my God.
Oh, that,
thanks for bringing it in.
I could listen to that all day.
Right? Anyway, thank you so much. It's the Session IG Live. You can also find me at Christian James Hand on Instagram. Thank you so much for having me in, everybody. That was it was a real pleasure. You'll never, ever, ever hear Rush's Tom Sawyer like that ever. It'll never be the same. It'll never be the same.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, amazing. Christian. And if you haven't put in your headphones yet, you missed it. Next 9 a.m. on a Monday, grab those headphones and put them on for Christian James Hand. Thank you so much, man. Oh,
adios, everybody. Peace.
All right, let's take a break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
What are you waiting for?
Heidi.
What are you waiting for?
And Frank.
And now the moment no one's been waiting for.
It's Heidi and Frank on 95.5 KLOS.
Joining us right now. Oh, you're in for a treat. Because today I've been told is National Squirrel Day, so to celebrate, we're going to see how many nuts Sammy can fit in her mouth. 818-955-2955 is the number, and we have three contestants. We have Craig, Julie, and Crab. They all have a possible guess, and I guess we'll work like the Price is Right, right? So where if they got their bids in on how many nuts they can Sammy can fit in her mouth, Craig says 22 nuts.
Oh, whoa.
Julie says 12 nuts, and Crab says 24 nuts. Now, here's the thing. It's they're shelled. They're not the peanuts with shells on. Mm-hmm. And even though there's two little peanuts inside, that counts as one peanut, one full shell peanut.
That's right.
Okay? Are they salty nuts?
It does say salted. Salted
ooh,
nuts.
Like she likes salty them. Nuts. Mm. Like them salty nuts.
Make your mouth water. Man, I don't know.
You know, do you have a guess, Sam?
What are the number? I was going to say 10. All right. Like 5 each side.
Write Heidi down for 10. I'm going to say, oh, crap. So, Crab's got 24. I'll say 25 nuts.
Oh.
Just so I beat Crab by one.
25?
What do you say, Johnny?
I'm going to go 16.
16. What do you say, Jordan?
I mean, I had this number in my head before we started the game at 27.
27
nuts. All right.
Oh, God. Come on.
Did you guess?
10.
10 nuts. All right.
Eric, did you guess?
I didn't guess, no.
Do you want to guess?
Sure, why not? I'll go 11.
Interesting. Okay.
Do you have any stuff in your mouth with nut music?
Sure.
I don't know what that would be. Is that like the Elephant Walk or something?
Is there a band? Is there a band named Squirrel?
Just circus music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Circus music, maybe.
Oh, I've got the Baby Elephant Walk.
All right.
Perfect.
Ready? Start shoving them nuts in your mouth, Sammy.
Is there a time limit, or just until
she's just until she's like, I can't fit another nut.
Are you counting?
All right. Okay. There's three. Okay, four. Oh, I don't know. I think I'm way off looking at this. Five. Six. Seven. Work them around there. There you go. Seven. Eight. All right. Nine. Coming up on Heidi's guess at 10. We're 10. We're moving on from 10. Going into 11. Ooh, looks like Julie said 12. There's 12 nuts. Going for more.
Oh, my God.
13.
Sammy.
14. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's got this. 15 nuts. What'd you say, Johnny? 16?
Yeah.
Oh, one fell out. Okay, this is back to 15. This is 16 right here. This is Johnny's guess. 16. Oh, she's shoving it in there deep. Oh, 16 nuts. Think you can go one more? Are we getting close to the max? Pull them cheeks out, Sammy.
Wow.
Spread those cheeks.
That is insane.
Is it 18?
19.
Oh, my God. 20. Oh, yeah, 20 nuts. Craig's got 22. They can get two more in there for make Craig a winner. 21? 21? All right. Right now, we're seeing how many nuts Sammy could fit in her mouth on National Squirrel Day. We're at 22 nuts right now. Is that it? Maybe go 23?
Oh, my God.
20. Can she do it? Can she? 23. Crab said 24. Going 24. I said 25, didn't I?
You did.
I said 26. Oh, crap. Oh, you're at what?
No, you said 25. I've got 25 for Frank.
Come on, shut that in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get her. Oh, eat. 25 nuts. She's going one more.
You can do it.
Can she do it?
Jordan said 27.
Oh, she gets two more. That's 26.
Is
that's 25?
26?
That was 25, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, 25 nuts. All right, I won.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Oh, impressive. Yeah, that reminds me of the first hardcore porn I ever saw. Actually, you know the little history on that? The first hardcore porn movie ever is from 1915. And it's called A Free Ride. A guy driving down a rural road picks up two women who need a ride, and standard porn action ensues. First hardcore porn movie. Oh my God, Sammy. You can't get them out? Spread them. That reminds me of an old joke I heard. Guy's telling this girl, he's like, hey, spread your legs. He's wider. She's like, okay. He's wider. Okay, wider. He's like, she goes, what are you trying to do? Get your in there? He goes, no, I'm trying to get him out. It's Squirrel Day. I can't get that joke off on Squirrel Day. Oh, Jordan. All right, gotta be a VIP to hear all the jokes. But yeah, as far as hardcore porn goes, has anyone listening experienced something from, you know, experienced the plot of a porno? Like this guy in the very first porn in 1915. Driving down the rural road, couple of women hitchhiking or stranded, need a ride, then porn stuff ensues. Have you ever had a situation where it's like, oh my God, this is a porn plot? I'd love to hear what happened. 818-955-2955. Did you bang a hitchhiker?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you had sex with the pool guy? Maybe a teacher kept you after class? 818-955-2955. Call if you've ever lived a real-life porno plot. 818-955-2955. Somebody's got a story here.
Well,
look at Heidi's face.
No, I'm thinking because I think we're going to get a lot of gay guys, I think, experience this more than straight guys do.
Mm.
I have a gay guy friend, and he told me two stories that I found insane. But as a gay guy, he's like, that stuff happens all the time. There was construction going on. By his house. They were working on some other property. And he's leaving for work in the morning, and he sees this construction worker, and he's like, he was so hot. He was like Antonio Zapato Jr., like hot Latino guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I just looked at him, and he looked at me, and he gave a head nod, like, follow
me. Did.
I go, wait, you lock eyes, and then you just go, follow me? And he goes, yeah. And I go, where did you go? We went into my house and we banged.
Oh, I want them to go into the porta potty.
And I go, wait, so you just, the strange man who's hot, you bring him back to your place and you have sex.
Is your gay friend like noticeably, I'm saying noticeably gay.
No.
Like we could all tell he's gay.
No,
without
you met him. You would never know. You didn't know.
I don't even know he's gay?
No. I mean, no, you didn't.
So how did that, the construction guy, how do you know the construction guy?
I guess when you're locking eyes.
It's the way you look, I guess.
It's the way you look at somebody, and then it's like, follow me. So they bang. Like, so he just goes back to construction, and you never see him again, and you just go to work? He goes, yeah. Then another time, he was going for a job interview.
I bet he was.
And he gets there early, and he has to go to the bathroom. And he goes into the bathroom at this really kind of swanky place where I'm not going to say, but it's like a swanky place. So he's in the bathroom and meets this guy, sees this guy in the bathroom, do the lock eyes. And he, how do I say this on the radio?
Well, they're in the bathroom.
Anally pleasured? Like a sort of a salad situation?
Oh, my God.
Wait, So he does that. He's like, he was so freaking hot. It was such a hot situation.
Wait, he did that to the guy?
He did that to the guy.
After he just got out of the bathroom?
No, he wasn't doing that. He was just peeing. So then had a eye contact.
Oh, man.
That's the guy he ended up having a job interview with.
Oh, shut up. Now, that is a porn plot.
I know.
There. So did he get the job?
He did.
I bet he did.
And I just think that...
How could you not give the guy the job at that point? It's almost like you don't want him to say, I mean, in the whole process, you know, that he made me bum and then didn't give me the job after that.
But I think that happens. I mean, I think straight guys would do that.
Come on!
You the VIPs are really getting their money's worth
today. No one's hearing the show. I cleaned it up for radio. That's what I learned in my first radio class.
But I think straight guys would love for that kind of thing to happen. But I think it's us girls who sort of stop that stuff from happening because you're like, no, I'm going to do that. You know?
Well, I think
so. I think a lot of gay guys are like, that stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, you don't have to take any option that's available because you think you have the ability whenever you feel like it that you can go out and just get it when you want it, which is probably true.
Sure.
At least 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So you can turn down just random porno plots for a guy and usually instigated by, two gay guys.
I know, but that's what... But
two gay guys, okay, it's fine because we're both guys, but... For a guy to enter the porno plot, usually has to be the woman making the effort. So if a guy is out there cleaning the pool and doing his job, then it's all, you know, the shades are left open in the master bedroom and she's in there, you know, in bed. And you're like, whoa, she doesn't know I'm out here. She does.
She does.
And then she's like,
it's okay if you look.
Sweet tea.
Yeah. Look, you look
not sweet tea.
You look like it's awfully hot out there. Why don't you come in?
Cool. Answering off the door in your lingerie with your robe open.
Right.
So, yeah, if you got a porno plot, give us a call. 818-955-2955. Anybody else in here got a porno plot? Jordan?
There's a lot of one-night stands, but one in particular was met a sugar mama type of girl. So she was 42. I was 22.
Whoa,
met in Huntington
Jordan.
That night, walked downstairs, banged her on somebody's van in a carport. And then I had to call my buddy to come pick me up. And actually, it was a two-seater, and we had to give her a ride, too. So he came by in his Mustang and picked us both up. She sat on my lap, and we dropped her off at the hotel that she was staying at. Turns out she was married. So,
and her husband was there at the hotel waiting on her?
Yep.
She had a little taste.
What?
Yeah, she put me in her phone as music lessons.
Oh. Because you showed her how to play that skin flute?
He showed her how to pluck that G-string.
Wow, Jordan.
He gave her the F hole.
F hole, yeah.
Isn't that the hole on a violin?
Oh, it's a hollow body guitar hole too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the F hole.
Right. Damn.
Yeah, if a guy can tickle the F hole, women just flock, right? They call playing the guitar tickling.
Don't you? I mean, you kind of have a porn plot where you're a young guy. It's probably the same situation in your 20s. You bang a married woman in her 40s who's your boss. Like, weren't you staying after work at the restaurant? And she's like, so.
Oh, she gave me a ride home from work. I never ride. So she drove me home from work.
And then she just
banged her right there in the car in front of my house.
In front of your mom and dad's house, or you were already out?
No, I had an apartment.
Okay.
Well, in the apartment, I was sleeping on a screened-in porch in a hammock.
So
I was a catch.
Real catch. So she was your boss. She gives you a ride home and then just leans in?
Yeah, I slept in a hammock for a year. And not one of the ones you see on people's lawns that are all like, you know, kind of flat and have the wood brace on each end and stretched out.
Yeah.
This was like one of those hammocks you see someone made and they're selling it on the beach and you just got to hook it up to a tree, like a hook or something. Yeah, I was cashewing it for like a year. That's how I slept.
God.
So I can sleep any place. I can sleep on brick.
That's true. You are a good sleeper. How'd you know it was you were going to be able to bang her? She leaned or you leaned or how?
You could just tell by the way the conversation was going.
Oh, got it.
And then it just kind of happened.
And you knew she was married, obviously.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I saw her again years later. She had a kid.
Oh, really? Interesting. What?
With that guy, I assume.
Did you wear a condom that night?
Oh, was that kid? About the same time that, maybe last time I saw her was it.
All I want to do is make love to you.
Maybe he couldn't get her pregnant, you know.
And she wanted to have a baby.
Obviously, I got...
How old would that kid be now? Let's really... Come on, let's think about your kid.
How old would my kid be now?
How old were you then?
I was 20. I'd have a 30-year-old kid. Damn it. I'd have grandkids, probably.
Yeah, you have grandkids, I bet. That could
That's not my kid.
You don't know that. Did you wear a condom that night?
No.
See?
I wore my apron.
That doesn't prevent pregnancy.
The restaurant.
I mean, most times it does because no one will have sex with you, but that doesn't really prevent pregnancy. You could have gotten her pregnant.
I had my bar towel. I don't know.
Frank?
I didn't get her pregnant.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. I really don't.
We need to look her up and see what her kid looks like.
No. Let's not do that.
I saw a lot.
You know what? That's why, I was doing an ad, I think, for 23andMe for Dish Nation, and they wanted to, it's when the World Cup was happening, and People's Heritage, and I think France was in the World Cup, and they ended up going on and winning, you know?
Yeah.
And they basically did a 23andMe, and it's like, oh, Frank's from the find out who you can root for if you're not a soccer fan. Look at your heritage, and it's like, wow, I'm French? Go France.
Yeah.
And so I was on that. And there's whole, you can, give more information, search your relatives, family tree. And, a lot of people are finding their truth that maybe was their mom's lie the entire time, going, wait. Because it goes, this person might be your second cousin. This person might be, whatever. This person could be your sister. What? Yeah. You found out your dad cheated. This person is your dad. Wait, huh?
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, no. So I said, nope, don't want to be a part of that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I said, because I got nothing to worry about.
Well, yeah, of course, you're a woman. You have nothing to worry about. But as far as being a guy who's going on there and just thinking, and maybe you weren't the most protected guy.
Frank.
Nope.
You got to check. We got to
find. I'm not going to check.
You're fine. You're not responsible for them, but wouldn't you like to know if you had a kid out there?
Nope.
That's 30?
I found out I had a kid out there when she was 5, and now she's 23. Think she wants to find out she got a 30-year-old sister? No. All right, the calls are coming in. Thank Jesus. Does anyone experience something from a plot of a porno? Based on the fun fact that hardcore porn movie, the first one ever made, was in 1915 called A Free Ride, about a couple hitchhiking ladies and a good Samaritan fella.
Oh.
So what's your plot from a porno that you actually lived? It's Hector. Hey, Hector.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Let's hear your porno plot.
All right, so I went out with some girlfriends and in hopes of picking up other girls. Didn't happen on the way home, actually right before we left, she kind of sat on my lap. Give me those eyes. I didn't think nothing of it. We get in the car. She's driving, and she tells me in the back seat that she wants to get laid. She wants me to do her. And I'm saying, nah, we're friends. You're about to get married and stuff. We can't do this. And she, literally stops the car and looks at her friend and says, don't be a little bitch.
To you?
And And I said, oh, no, pull over then. Pull over. Hopped in the back seat, her friend started driving, and I remember going to town and looking over a freeway overpass and being like, I'm on my way home.
Oh my God.
Wow.
But
Never did that girl again. She got married. She still got married the next week.
She got married, had a kid, and now they're divorced.
Oh, is that kid possibly yours?
Did you wear a condom that night?
He didn't wear a condom.
He doesn't look like me, thank God.
Oh, you still see this kid? You still know her?
Yeah, she's a friend. She was a close friend, from growing up.
Wow. No. I mean, he tried. He was like, no, no.
He's trying to be a good guy. No. She called you a little bitch. No, all
she
games
called off. Me a little beast. She called me a bitch. So I said, oh, that's dope. No, you can't do that to me. You can't call me that.
You can't call
I'll
Hector.
I'll do you right now.
I'll do you right now. Yeah. Don't
Pull
call
over.
Me that.
I'll do it.
All right, Hector. Thanks so much. I'm going to give you 1 year VIP at HeidiandFrank.com.
We met at the beach, and my girlfriend was, we took a picture with Heidi, and she grabbed her waist because she was rolling, and Heidi was like, oh, this is going to be a fun day.
Oh, I bet it was a fun day.
Yeah. Right. Stay on hold, Hector. Mm. Wow. Let's see, Matt. He's a UPS driver.
Oh, Matt.
Oh.
All right, let's hear Matt's story. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Tell us your porno plot.
Well, it was actually my second week on the job. I was going to deliver a package to a street.
I bet you did.
Mm-hmm.
First time, not pun intended. I went to go deliver the package. She answered the door. She said, "Wow, how are you today?" Then she said, "Are you going to be our UPS driver from now on?" I said, "Yeah, yes, I am." She's like, "Okay, I'm excited." I'm like, "Okay, that's cool." So the next day, I go to deliver her package, and she opens the door, and she's in her lingerie with, like, one of those nightgowns, and she slowly just kind of, like, unfolds it and opens it up and asks me if I'd like to come inside and have some coffee.
Yeah?
Did you?
So I was nervous because I was new,
did,
and I was
on probation. Did she leave room for cream?
So I told so I told her I was on probation, so I didn't end up doing anything.
Oh, because you had just... Wait,
what?
Because he had just started and he didn't want to, like, screw up his job.
I had just started.
But that's
like,
such a great way to get fired. Oh, come on, man. There's other jobs.
Wow.
It's all right, man. I went back at 6 o'clock when I got off.
Oh!
Hey!
I bet you did. I bet you did. All right, man. I'm going to give you 1 year VIP at HeidiandFrank.com as well. Stay on hold.
Thanks,
Wow. Can brown do for you?
Yeah, does brown deliver?
Mm-hmm. Did you go brown that day? I think I would. If I'm a UPS driver, I got to go brown, turn around.
I got to go brown, turn around.
Sean, he had sex with 3 different women in 1 day. Yeah. Sounds like a bitch brag to me.
In a 24-hour period or like in a... Somebody
like
in the
waking hour period, like you're 10 hours. It'd be impressive. Right. I don't know. We won't find out, though. Maybe we'll do this again sometime. The old porno plot stories. Pretty juicy. Bet they are. All right, here you go. I'm going to give this to you, Eric. Put that in the Let's Do It Again in the Future file. Welcome back to the Heidi and Frank Show. What you got in the news, Eric?
All right, here's your news. Uber announced that they will dedicate $250 million in stimulus funds to the ride-hailing company's most valuable employees, drivers. Yeah, the ride-hailing company said that drivers who already had high earnings are going to benefit majorly from this multi-million dollar boost, but they're also hoping to entice new drivers with the money. Here's a quote. "We want drivers to take advantage of higher earnings now because this is likely a temporary situation. As the recovery continues, we expect more drivers will be hitting the road, which means over time, earnings will come back to pre-COVID levels." So essentially, they're rewarding people who want to drive now instead of a little later when everything levels out.
And they're expecting a surge of ride sharing again. Now things are opening up and they don't have enough drivers. Because people sometimes just, okay, F it.
Well, here's another driving story that we didn't think about when it comes to this pandemic. Rental car prices are skyrocketing because a lot of these rental car companies had to get rid of a lot of their fleets. Nobody was taking rental car companies going to the airport anymore. And now that people are feeling more comfortable going back out and renting cars again, they've got a limited supply of cars, so they just had to up the price on all the ones they do have. So, if you're renting a car, this guy from The Point Guys, it's a travel website, he said, "We are certainly seeing in some cases prices have gone up by 50%, even 100% to 150%. So that price you used to pay for a car rental is going to be much higher."
You know,
higher.
Certain mega car lots, the shall remain nameless.
Sure.
Like they get the max of cars on the lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of those cars are past rental cars.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, wow, I can get a Mustang GT for $20,000? Yeah, because 50 people farted it already.
Frank, you went skiing recently, right? A couple of weeks ago?
Yep, went up to Mammoth.
Was it warm?
It was. It was like 55 degrees on the mountain.
Okay, well, they say, unfortunately, ski season is drawing to a close already. Big Bear and Mountain High announced they're going to close for the season, or they actually did yesterday. And Snow Valley is open through this weekend, but Mammoth is expected to stay open till at least Memorial Day, so that's good.
That's 50 days away.
After that, officials will test conditions and make a decision on when to call it a season, but yeah, ski season here in California coming to an end.
Who went skiing this season?
No.
Up on the mountain. Just me?
My kid can't handle the snow. My little one. My daughter loves it,
But he just gets scared to death.
You took him to the snow and he freaked out?
Yeah, he lost his mind, Frank.
Oh. And I did some rails.
Don't you regret asking questions?
I do.
We could do the rock report. Then we could be done. We could be on our way home right now. Okay. But no, instead you got to ask
rock
follow-up
on.
Questions.
Go ahead, rock. Rock. I'm ready. I'm waiting. Rock on, Eric. Report it.
All right, here's the rock report. Chicago's 1971 live album, Chicago at Carnegie Hall, which is amazing, is doing something new for their 50th anniversary. A lot of people don't realize that these live albums are actually recorded from a bunch of different performances over the course of a week or even a month, and then they combine all the best songs to make one album. In this case, they're releasing a 16-CD box set that's going to include all 8 different performances.
16 CDs? Great!
It'll probably be digital at some point, I don't know. But it's a 16-CD set right now. And yeah, the band was the first rock group to sell out the venue for a full week straight, talking about Carnegie Hall, and they recorded all the performances, then edited down to be that album. But now you're going to get the behind the scenes of all 8 different performances, show posters, and a 28-page photo booklet, Frank.
Is anyone that big of a Chicago fan that this is great news for
Absolutely.
Them?
Really? Yes.
Okay. I love Chicago.
And finally, you know who we love is Patrick Warburton. He's a friend of the show.
Yes, he is.
And he's got a big celebrity golf tournament. Well, this year it's going to be virtual. The 11th annual is scheduled for April 20th to 21st. It's going to have performances from Alice Cooper, R.E.M.'s Mike Mills, Kenny Loggins, a lot more. There's also an online auction, and it all goes to St. Jude. Patrick Warburton, what a guy.
That's why he always comes in on the show to promote the golf tournament, right?
Yeah, he's promoted that on here in the past.
So it's thewarburton.krglive.com. Thewarburton.krglive.com.
Well, thank you.
Be a part of that.
God, you cleared that up because it's going to be hard to find otherwise.
Thewarburton.krglive.com.
Easy to find.
Yeah. Come on, Patrick.
Couldn't just go with patrickgolf.com.
There you go. Call us next time, Patrick. And that's your news, and that's the show. Marcy takes over for us right now, because we're actually not live, but we will be tomorrow at 6 a.m.
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 95.5KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station. 95.5 KLOS.